Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you what's coming up with our guest and important news after the break. But we interrupt the regular kickoff of this radio broadcast to let you know that we are tracking and recording. We are recording, correct? And I'm sure other Austinites and other listeners in the last hour and a half have been recording. We are recording. Okay, good. Just I was saying we are recording and no one was responding, so that's why I said it five times or whatever. A airplane has slammed into a government building. First, they said the FBI was housed there. Then they said the IRS was housed there. What we know is that federal government parasite operations are going on out of that building. That ups the probability that this could be a staged event. We don't know. Airplanes crash into government buildings sometimes by accident. And because I guess a third of the buildings in the country now are government, so statistically it's soon it'll be half the buildings, then all the buildings. They'll have us in slave camps, in loincloths like Planet of the Apes, I guess. And so statistically, this is suspicious that it's a government building. Witnesses are saying the plane was at full throttle. Different descriptions of the plane, but a single engine type aircraft. Here, let's go ahead and fade up KVUE.
Shake. So this was a really hard impact, and we're just hoping right now that everyone pulls through.
You see that car right there?
Noel Newton. Right there. Thank you so much. Noel Newton live from the scene there. Just recapping, those were employees who were in the building at the time. They said it felt like an earthquake. So you have to imagine that kind of impact when a small plane crashes into a seven-story building. We have one point of correction. We understand it was a Piper Cherokee 140, not a 150. I'm not a plane expert, so I'm not sure the difference, but we'll be determining the exact model year, et cetera, ownership, et cetera, as this investigation really gets rolling. It's just starting now. Again, if you're just joining us, it was about 1 hour ago, just moments before 10 a.m., when a small single-engine plane crashed into the building that you're looking there live. It is the Echelon. I've lost track of the number, but it's building three, I think. There are federal offices in that complex, but not impacted directly by this crash. As you just saw, though, there are quite a few people from occupants from that building that are now just kind of standing stranded along the road there waiting for word, no doubt. Waiting
okay,
for
we'll continue to pop in and monitor the local news channels here. They're saying, eyewitnesses are saying a Piper Cherokee. A few of the witnesses, this happened about an hour and 10 minutes ago, here in Austin, Texas, and there was another small plane crash up in the panhandle in Amarillo yesterday in Texas. So sometimes when it rains, it pours, and we certainly want to pray for anybody that got hurt or killed. I hope that everybody got out of the building safely. It shattered, it looks like, more than a third of the windows out of this medium-sized, high-rise building. What, is that building about 10 stories or so? It's the Echelon Complex. There's four buildings, and they're saying it's a four-story building. Looks bigger than that. So we will continue to report on this. We've got Infowars.com reporters being dispatched out to the scene right now. In fact, they just left. So we're going to be breaking that down. And I'm going to open the phones up when we come back in the next segment specifically to Austinites who were witnesses of this or who have anything to add, who've worked in this building or have any other details. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To decelerate or brake, pull the throttle in any sort of fashion that it seemed like it was going full throttle when it hit the building.
No, but we do hear from FBI that all indications, initial indications are this was accidental. It may be that the pilot became incapacitated because of a medical condition. So we just don't know. It's the
mystery. And
they may
have air traffic control reports to back that up.
We do, and just haven't got those yet. But from our raw video, you see...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are tuning in to some of the local television stations for you across the country. This is KVUE, the ABC affiliate, and we're going to go over and see what CBS and NBC and Fox are saying, giving a little samples of what's their reporting is going on at this building complex in North Austin off of 183. At the Echelon complex, the building got struck right before 10 o'clock Central Standard Time by a larger single engine plane, a lot bigger than a Cessna. And we're going to be breaking this down and analyzing it, of course, off and on throughout the broadcast. The building has now burst into flames. Several floors of the five-story building, we've now gotten its actual height. It was not burning intensely earlier. It has fires much bigger than what were in Building 7 on 9/11, the 47-story building that was not hit by an aircraft, had a few windows broken out. Later in the day, got fires in it and then collapsed into its own footprint. The media reported it had fallen into its own footprint an hour before and then again 25 minutes before on two BBC channels, BBC World, and of course also on CNN with Aaron Brown. And so now the building is almost completely engulfed in black smoke, and flames are shooting out of at least three floors that I can see. Most of the building is obscured. The aircraft slamming into the building just caused massive, massive amounts of windows from the top floor all the way down to the bottom to be shattered on at least two sides of the building. And witnesses reported that the single engine aircraft was at full throttle. And so we're going to be opening the phones up for eyewitnesses in Austin, Texas, that would like to give us more information on this. The complex, the media is reporting, is filled with IRS offices, FBI offices. They tend to nest in amongst themselves, but there's also a lot of private businesses in there. But whether people work for the IRS or the FBI or for a plumbing company, we want to pray for everybody inside of the structure when it was hit. Apparently, most people got out safe. We don't have any numbers yet on dead or injured here in Austin, Texas, but you just heard the FBI saying preliminary investigation is beginning to look like, because obviously they've been calling the Waco airport. They think the aircraft came from Waco. They're running, I guess, background checks on whoever owns the aircraft or rented the aircraft. Of course, the larger issue here is this building was struck by an aircraft and has flames shooting out of it, and we'll see if it collapses. Of course, no modern steel buildings had ever collapsed from fire until 9/11, September 11, 2001, and then three of them totally collapsed into their own footprints. Building 7 not hit by an aircraft. In Amarillo yesterday, another small aircraft slammed into a neighborhood, and terrorism has been ruled out there. We did have the individual, when Clinton was in office, fly a Cessna into the front lawn. No one was killed or injured but the individual that did it, thank God. And we have to understand that there's been a big push to take over general aviation. People that own their own planes or lease planes or hire pilots and private planes to fly them around. General aviation, of course, is extremely popular in the U.S. and Europe and around the world. And there's moves to make you go through airport-type body scanners and tight security to be able to even fly small aircraft from small airports, which, of course, will create so much cost, it will cripple general aviation. So we need to resist that. We can't give up all of our liberties and freedoms, even if there are real terrorists. And in almost every case we look at, it comes out the government stages the attacks or provocateurs them or opens the door for terrorists. In the case of the underwear bomber, it's now admitted. State Department was ordered by an unnamed intelligence agency. That's what the undersecretary of the State Department has said on record. They were ordered to let the underwear bomber get on board the plane and, quote, helped him get on board. And then, of course, you have a smart-dressed man who can lead him past security onto the aircraft. Without a passport, without an ID, without anything, in one of the tightest secure airports in the country, in the world, in Europe, Amsterdam, on that Christmas Day flight into Detroit, Michigan. So we will continue to follow this and take your phone calls. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners in Austin. Are you an eyewitness to the aircraft flying into the building? Or are you an eyewitness, other than the news shots we see from driving past it on busy 183? Do you know anyone that works in the building? There's four buildings in the complex. The news has said it's building 2 and 3. It doesn't seem that the news knows We've got two of our reporters on the way there now. They should get there in the next 20 minutes or so, though some of the traffic is backed up. So we're going to learn more being here on the ground in Austin, Texas. It's just this is somewhat suspicious. So we are keeping an eye on these developments right now. Again, there is a four-building office complex off of 183 or Research, as it's known, in Austin, Texas, and an aircraft about an hour and 15 minutes ago slammed into the building, and the building is burning. Will the building collapse symmetrically into its own footprint? According to Popular Mechanics and NIST, a Bic lighter can burn down a skyscraper. Any flame, and they come right down. So we're waiting for this building to fall. It was hit by an aircraft. Building 7 was not. Of course, they tried to blow up a large building that they started building back in the late 90s. It's going to be the Intel building. And then the dot-com bubble burst, and they never finished the, what was it, 20-story building. They built the superstructure, and then when they tried to demolish it a few years ago, down off of 5th Street and 6th Street, they couldn't. It didn't fall when they tried to implode it. And about 10% of the time, even when you have controlled demolition expert companies trying to bring down buildings, they can't. But if they would have just gone in with a Bic lighter and put it up against the concrete or the pillars, it would have fallen. And so we're expecting this building to completely collapse. So we hope everyone has gotten out of the building because, according to Popular Mechanics and NIST and the government, it should fall. In fact, the media should be able to report an hour before it falls how it's going to fall. And then if the media does report it's going to fall and then it magically does fall, we shouldn't think anything of that because, again, Building 7 is no big deal. Now, we've got callers calling in from Texas and other areas, but I specifically want to hear from people that have driven by, know someone that works in the buildings, someone who witnessed the aircraft flying in. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll open it up to general calls about this issue and any of your concerns or any of the early reporting you saw. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Okay, what I'm going to do is, since we're going to break, is we're going to go ahead and go to break and then come back because I specifically want to hear from people who drove by, who were early witnesses to the damage to the building before it was completely shrouded in black smoke. We can see through some of the smoke and see flames shooting out of several floors. 1-800-259-9231. I'll also open up the local number, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, or 888-201-2244. Now, I am not just going to cover this today. We have Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Slimeball Chris Matthews, all of them right now saying basically the truth, that there is a fight for who will steer the general direction of the Tea Party movement in this country. And in Nevada and California and Texas and many other states, I have big stacks of news here. All of these big, official, real tea parties are saying, we're not working with the Republican Party. We're not going to be part of the Republican Party. We're not going to support rhinos. We'll support real candidates. And that's happening in Nevada and other areas. And so the establishment is trying to demonize people like Sheriff Mack and Deborah Medina, Ron Paul, myself, and others right now, in an attempt to steer the resistance away from having any meaningful success. They're also setting up checkpoints, the TSA is, around the country. They've already done some beta testing of this in years past with their Viper teams, but they're now rolling it out in a big way. That's coming up. We got David Icke coming on the show. in the next hour. And we have Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
They're reporting that a Piper Cherokee slammed into a office building in Austin, Texas. The building is on fire, the five-story structure. There are a lot of government offices in the building. But this is probably just somebody that had a heart attack and pressed down on the throttle. Today, Tesla Motors out in California got hit by another airplane that took off in fog, hit a power pole. Power is out to much of the city. says electricity was cut across Palo Alto, affecting 28,000 customers and forcing Stanford Hospital and other emergency center crews are out there trying to restore power, but again, cut the power off to the hospital. The plane was taking off, struck a power tower, said Palo Alto Police Captain John Chalmers. And the bottom line is this. I've seen different statistics, but it's, in some cases, 20 times safer to travel in an airplane, statistically, than it is to travel in cars. Cars are the number one cause of death until you go past the age of 55 on average, and it's heart attacks and cancer. But cars are the most dangerous thing out there. But people see car wrecks all the time, so it's not big news. When a plane crashes, it is. We're a country of 300 million people. There are how many tens of thousands of different flights every day? So you're going to have a plane crash every few days. Sometimes you won't have one for a week. Sometimes there'll be four or five in one day. But this is particularly bad because it slammed into a building full of people. And then this other aircraft on takeoff slammed into a power pole. And that had executives on it. That clearly wasn't some Al-Qaeda operation. But the public has been so conditioned to be scared of this that it is obviously big news. So I've said that. I mean, I've put out the basics on that front. Let's take a few calls from Austinites that are witnesses on this. Then I'm going to get into other news. We'll continue to touch on this as things develop. We're waiting for the building to fully collapse due to fires in the building, according to the government. If you have fires in a building, it will collapse. It's totally normal. After 2001, the laws of physics changed. Let's talk to Francis in Austin. Francis, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's actually Ramses, like Egyptian. yeah, I work in the building next to the FBI building, which is next to the building that got hit by the plane. Basically, we heard what sounded like an explosion, but it felt like an earthquake for about 2 seconds, maybe, and we just all ran out to go see what had happened, and we see that the entire side of the building is on fire, and this was within maybe 2 minutes of the plane having crashed into it. And already there were feds out there. There were, the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force was already there. And I guess it's because, the building's right next door to them. But what was odd is that, one of the FBI agents was filming the building, and the other fed was just filming everybody in the crowd. I'm not exactly sure what that even does. But yeah, that's what he was doing. And, there were cars out front. The cars that had been driving by, they had stopped dead. Their windows were blown out. People were in shock. It was terrible.
Now, again, let's get your name straight. How do I pronounce it?
It's Ramses.
Okay, Ramses.
He's an Egyptian pharaoh. Yeah,
Ramses.
Long-time Prison Planet member. Correct.
Okay, well, you're live with us right now on air, and I appreciate you calling in. Go back to the last thing you said. There were windows blown out. Did you see any injured people? I mean, break it down for us.
I didn't see anybody injured, aside from the people that had been driving right in front of the building. Basically, their cars were, just pelted, and their windows were blown out. One lady just got out and was in shock immediately. And I took a good look at the building up close. We walked right up to it before even, the police fire department showed up. I took a good look at the side of the building, and, you can... It doesn't look like a plane went in it, but, I believe that it did. But as far as the building collapsing, there is no way that it is going to collapse. I mean...
But wait a minute. I mean, no plane hit Building 7, and it fell perfectly into its own footprint at free fall speeds. So, I mean, this building is according to the government, it should completely collapse.
I know, right? I mean, the damage to this building here in Austin was from a plane. And I look at that, and I don't see it collapsing still. The structure looks like it's going to hold. And they're saying Building 7 was taken down by just debris. I can guarantee you that this small plane did more damage than the debris from the World Trade Centers did to Building 7. And
well,
I don't
stay there. Stay there, Ram Charger. I'm just going to call you that. And we're going to come right back and get the gentleman from Austin to finish up any other key points he wants to make. And we'll talk to Brian, also calling in from Austin. And we'll take a few other calls as well. And I have stacks of news here in front of me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Where the plane entered the building. Again, very preliminary information. We are not exactly sure the exact impact point, but it does appear on the north side of the building is where the plane went in. It is a small plane. It's not a large commercial jet or anything like that. It's a small plane.
Do we know who was in the airplane?
No, not at this time. That part's still under investigation. That's all that is under investigation.
We're seeing the car behind here that's damaged. Were there people who were driving by who had damage?
We just saw that ourselves. We don't know what that's from. Any other questions?
Is there anywhere you're telling us family to go right now? Is it okay if
Hello, this is John.
People or what should they do if they can't get a hold of?
You've been listening there to John Salazar. We're gathering the news every way we can right now. You see still pictures coming in. We're getting updates through Twitter, through Facebook. That was John Salazar, our photographer here at the station, holding his cell phone up there at the news conference right outside that building that you see there where the plane went in this morning and a subsequent fire has broken.
Okay, that's more of the local news. Again, I'm going to break from this story here in a few minutes, but I want to go through some more of your calls first. From witnesses before we do that. But going back to Ramses, who is in the building next door to this echelon complex that has a whole bunch of different federal agencies in it, the IRS, the FBI, you name it. This is probably just somebody that had a heart attack That's even what the FBI is saying. We hope that is the case. But you never know. We are watching this closely because it does have government offices in it, like Building 7. And maybe since this has feds in it and they have access to the pillars, maybe it's going to collapse in its own footprint, like Building 7 did, wowing all of the physicists and architects and engineers and changing building science. I mean, will the Echelon building, five stories, fall into its own footprint from fires? Everyone is watching. The world is watching. We were taught the new physics September 11, 2001. We are all waiting, watching. Will it collapse? When will it collapse? According to the government, this is what's going to happen. Going back to Ramses and then to others that are down there on the scene. Ramses, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to add that, you know, I always had my doubts. You know, I thought maybe about the whole Building 7 thing. I thought maybe, you know, there's a chance it was, you know, debris that caused it. You know, I'd see the video and you're like, you know, that fire's not really burning that bright, but who knows what the debris did. But after seeing what happens to a seven-story building here in Austin with an actual plane, you know, just ran into it full speed, and it's obviously standing there, and it looks, the structure looks
okay,
like
the news said five-story, because I mean, so it's seven-story.
I think it's a seven-story building, yeah, probably
okay.
More than five. But yeah, after seeing a plane go into it, and just, I mean, yeah, it's damaged partially on one side. It looks pretty bad, but you can take one look at it, and you know it's not going to collapse. And so that just makes me doubt the whole Building 7 thing. I mean, from debris alone and then intense fires, no way. This is a good example to look at here. I know it's not an exact comparison, but, I mean, this is a small plane going into a small building, and this building's doing just fine.
Well, Ramses, if it's all right with you, we'd like to get your number and have John get it. If you don't want to, that's fine. And then perhaps you can come out and talk to our team that is almost there right now, about to be on scene. And I know they're listening to the radio right now as they drive there. What do you think the best place for them to park is?
They have Jollyville Road, which is where the building is on. I live in the apartment complex across from this building as well, and I work in the building next to it. Jollyville is still open, just not directly in front of the building. It is a MOPAC 183 intersection where Jollyville meets it. That'd be a good place to park. I definitely try to get to Old Jollyville Road to park there. And yeah, I already gave him my phone number. You know, I'm a Prison Planet member. I'm sure you can look me up. I've actually written a couple articles for InfoWars, to tell you the truth.
Well, awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, it's great to have you calling in, and I'm glad that you can be there and report for us. Call us back if anything else develops, and the guys will be there in a few minutes.
Definitely. Thanks for the work you're doing.
And on a more serious note, but it is serious. The government says that small fires make 47-story buildings fall at free fall speed into their own footprint. According to all the engineers, impossible. They've changed their story six times on Building 7, the feds have. Now they say they don't know what did it. And so it is a joke, because it's such a fraud and a lie to say that small fires make buildings fall in their own footprints. And clearly, Building 7 was a controlled demolition. But it's not a joking matter, because the government puts out these magnitude of lies with a straight face. So we'll continue to cover this and follow this as it unfolds today. Let's go to Brian in Texas. Brian, what have you seen? Brian just hung up 5 seconds before I went to him. The callers are good at that. Let's talk to Tom in Indiana. Says he has news from Fox. Tom, what do you got for us?
Hey, Alex, on the major Fox network, they're saying that the guy set his own house on fire. And NTSB is saying it may have been an intentional act.
Well, that's bad news. And the fact that this is a government building, I had suspicions early on. Jaron is nodding his head right as I went to your call. He was printing off articles about this. And so Fox Television, National, the problem is they're so deceptive, you don't know. But it is the direct Pentagon mouthpiece, so what comes out of their mouth you've got to pay attention to. They're saying, Tom, in fact, guys, flip over to Fox Cable News for me right now. Be specific, Tom. Exactly what is Fox saying?
Fox is saying that the guy burned his own house down. The pilot of the plane burned his own house down. They're also reporting NTSB that it may be an intentional act, and that NORAD took and put two F-16s up in the air.
But wait a minute. Popular Mechanics lied and said that they only launched one plane in the year before 9/11. Their internal records, of course, showed over 160 cases of F-16s being launched. My dad's a private pilot, doesn't have a Cessna anymore, but he flew years ago. And I mean, he knew well that if you got off track and didn't fly on your flight plan, they always launch F-16s on people. He knew people that had pilots that had F-16s launched on them when they had plane trouble, or when they had to fly around a storm and fly over restricted airspace. But on 9/11, no. They waited 40-something minutes to even launch them, and then Cheney ordered they fly at the lowest speed that an F-16 can stay in the air with. And this is just absolutely horrible news. We'll try to double-check that and confirm it. Go ahead. I appreciate your call, Tom. This is getting worse by the second. Folks, do you realize how this... And yes, it's confirmed, Fox News, NTSB, pilot may have set house on fire before Austin crash. NORAD launched two F-16s in response to plane crash. In response, that means after the plane crashed. Update, NTSB investigating Austin plane crash as an intentional act. I'm sure Watson's already on this, but I have him doing so much. Call Curtin, Emo, and Watson and make sure they're tuned in and already on top of this. NTSB, pilot may have set home on fire before taking off. Texas plane crash does not appear to be terrorism, the FBI says. Harris Faulkner is reporting on Fox. FBI office is close to crash site, but not in same building. Yeah, it's part of the same complex. But it can get confusing from the air if you're intentionally trying to fly in off of GPS and hit your target. And you know, when you got four buildings that all look the same in the same echelon complex, this is just horrible. NTSB official told Fox News they're investigating Austin, Texas plane crash as an intentional act. And said it appears the pilot set his home on fire and then got in his plane and flew into the building. Spokesman, however, told Fox News that we cannot confirm or deny that. That's kind of like they said they caught the number two in the Taliban right as they were launching that military operation and were running into resistance as kind of a PR stunt. Then days later they said, well, we can't confirm or deny that, and turns out it was fake. So you don't know. I mean, this could just be Fox News wanting to scare everybody to, oh, my gosh, we better give all our rights up. The point is, we know 100% the underwear bombing attack on Christmas was staged. That is 100% documented. We've done multiple articles and broadcast on that. Hands down, absolute staged event. I've told you that I believe they're going to stage mass shootings, that I believe they're going to stage an attempted assassination on Obama. And I've even said I believe they're going to use small planes to attack buildings as a pretext to shut down general aviation. This is how it works. Somebody kills somebody with a car. One old guy has a heart attack, drives through a crowd of people, kills a few people, and they talk about banning people above 70 from driving cars. In France, a few people a year kill their husbands or wives. And so they say, well, we may have social services visit all families now and make sure husbands and wives don't raise their voices at each other or we'll arrest you in France. Or all parents are bad. All parents have to have a camera in their home. Guilty until proven innocent to make sure you're not abusing your kids. The Drudge Report has the headline, and we've now got this all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They've got the headline that the man attacked the IRS. Headline, Austin Fireball, man targets IRS with plane. Man, I was really hoping the FBI was right initially saying that all indications are this is not terrorism. Oh, man, they're never going to give us a break. Government building has a good size Piper Cherokee flown into it. It's like a six-seater. One of those stretch single engines. And it flies into the building, and they're just going to have a heyday with this. By the way, I meant to lead with this story today. Fourth Amendment trash as airport tyranny hits the streets. Now, I reported this in 2004. This is in my film, Martial Law. Even though we have the Associated Press and photos of it, people still don't believe it. In Dallas, in Houston, in Boston, in Miami, in Tampa, in Waco, Texas, in L.A., in New York, they have TSA at bus stops and train stops and stations randomly searching people. Now they're putting in x-ray machines, and it's on the news. We have the article up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have the video clips showing them pat searches, grabbing women's breasts. It's always the same. These are acts of submission, acts of domestication. I was watching Nigerian execution videos that are all over the news last night where they capture these people and execute them in the streets, and they just march them over by lines of dead bodies. They tell them, sit down, and they shoot them in the back of the head. I'm going to at least fight or try to run. But see, this is learned helplessness, just like the Jews in Nazi Germany running into the pits. You know, they run a line of people in, they shoot them in the back of the head, they run another line in, the people say, yes, sir, and are very polite, holding hat in hand, and run in to be killed. Not me, okay? Not me. No, no, sir. And that's what the body scanners and the groping your wife's breast and recording your children's naked bodies is all about. And wanting to ban general aviation and wanting to make you get a special psychological test to be able to have a car. Because somebody might do something. What about the government doing something? The number one killer of people after cars. Number one killer is cars, unless you count government. What about you people who've been caught staging stuff? This stinks to high heaven. They set the house on fire in Waco. They've got total remote control on any aircraft they want. They shoot him up. Or they could even kill him, put his dead body in the plane, have it take off and go fly into a building. They've actually had false flags where governments have actually been caught doing those exact type of things. They've caught in the Middle East different Western intelligence agencies killing somebody, putting their body in a car, remote controlling it with explosives, or they'll just bomb buildings and just say a suicide bomber did it. And as Ray McGovern covered here on air, witnesses for a half day watched U.S. forces go into the Golden Mosque and wire it and blow it up, and they said, oh, no, a suicide bomber did it. They just give you a story and you buy it. If this is terrorism, I would give it preliminary 50-50 that it's government. This may have been somebody mad. The IRS may have ruined his life. He may have said, hey, you're not getting my house. I'm burning it down, and I'm flying a plane into your building. 50-50, this is real, because people are fed up. You don't take my rights because you push people over the edge. I'd say 50-50, this is a real, if it's a terrorist attack on our godlike government, that makes the sun shine, makes the grass grow. Oh, we praise you, big government. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the sodium fluoride in the water. Thank you for the mercury in the shots. Thanks for the GMO corn that makes the rats' organs fail and makes our organs fail. Thank you for everything you do. You are so wonderful. You make the fish spawn in the spring. You make the The flowers bloom. Thank you for creation. Thank you, God. You are our God. The point is, you're not taking my rights away. Okay? But if this is a terrorist attack, and it's starting to look like there's a good chance it is, 50-50, we don't know. This could be a disgruntled, angry person pushed too far. Because the more I think about it, the burning down of the house would be, you're not getting this either. You're not getting anything, scum, in this guy's mind. The issue here, though, is they don't care. They just print the money up. They just want your house to control you, pal. They're not actually funded off the money they take from you. Don't be confused by that. That's only used to domesticate you and bankrupt you and make you dependent on them. Now, as facts come out, we'll be able to tell you in a few weeks, a month or so, as more evidence comes out, what happened here. We don't just come out day one and tell you we know. We're on the case, though, in Austin, Texas, reporting on the man targeting the IRS building. David Icke's coming up, then Wayne Paul. Stay with us.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Well, once you had the tail emerge, it's quite simple, and you can do it very quickly. However, I would say you can also, there are other parts in the airplane that have numbers on them, but, you know, with the fire, it's going to be a while before they can get that. Mm-hmm. You know, what they might do, if I was running this thing, I would find out there's information that this guy set his house on fire. I'd find out, first of all, who he is, and I'd run the database from the FAA to see if he does own an airplane. And if not, see if he has a pilot's license, and if he's got a pilot's license, find out where he was trained. And that's probably going to be where he took off from.
All right, Denny, John has a question for you, too, and he is a pilot.
Right, yeah, we're just getting some information from the NTSB that they are sending staff out of Dallas as well as out of Washington, D.C., in D.C., they are saying they cannot confirm the possibility that this might be intentional. But we are getting that from some of our people who are saying that that is the belief at this point from local NTSB authorities. They believe that this was an intentional act. And again, for those of you who might be saying, oh, you know, can't the FAA do a better job of keeping track of pilots and making sure that there aren't pilots with criminal intent out there, you know, bent on this kind of destruction. Worth pointing out that people do crazy things every day with whatever resources they have at their disposal, and most people generally, you know, might use a car to do something like this. This is the aberration, certainly, if this turns out to be a pilot who is intentionally trying to inflict this kind of damage. It is certainly...
We're giving you samples of the national and local news coming to you live from Austin, Texas. It is the 18th day of February 2010 on this Thursday edition. David Icke was already scheduled for the show today. He'll be joining us at 8 after in the next hour. We'll simulcast 2 hours and 52 minutes of the 4-hour radio broadcast live on television at prisonplanet.tv. So again, thank you for joining us today. We'll continue throughout the broadcast to take your calls and monitor this. CNN is reporting that they've talked to federal officials with the FBI who are confirming that he burned his house down intentionally and that stole the plane and then flew it in intentionally so that it was not his aircraft, that he burned his house down and then stole the plane and flew it in intentionally. You cannot believe one word these people say. Again, if this is a terrorist attack, as new info comes out, it's gone from a 50-50 chance. If it is a terrorist attack, it's gone from a 50-50 chance that he was truly disgruntled and did this, because that could really happen. People are angry out there. Or this could be staged. And it's gone in the last 10 minutes from being 50-50 in my mind to being 45-55. 55% chance in my dead reckoning brain that this is a staged event if it's terror. And by the end of the show, it may be an 80% as we learn more. It took me a few weeks to figure out exactly what was going on with the underwear bomber. And now it's admitted the government protected him, let him on the plane for national security reasons. Other people on the plane, somebody else with a bomb, somebody helped him get on the plane, on and on and on. No doubt that's staged. And notice we had the Fort Hood shooting where he specifically for years was talking to supposed Al-Qaeda operatives who are known triple agents who set up everybody, who always handle the patsies, the one guy that always does. It was his name, and the CIA knew, the FBI knew, and won't give Congress the documents under national security. Notice that happened north of Austin in Fort Hood. And what a perfect way to demonize the Tea Parties if this is an anti-Federal Reserve, anti-income tax guy. This morning, before this even happened, from watching the news, it became clear to me that they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Parties. Well, I've been saying that for the last 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here is the latest information. The pilot of the plane had set his house on fire beforehand, stole the plane, and crashed it intentionally, a federal official has told CNN. A few minutes before that, federal officials said two F-16 fighter jets were launched as a precaution after the crash, though terrorist intent was not indicated. Earlier than that, they said preliminary information indicates the plane was a Cirrus SR-22. The news, the FBI earlier had said it appeared to be a Piper of some type. A Cirrus SR-22 is a single-engine, four-seat aircraft. And guys, pull up a photo when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment of a Cirrus SR-22 aircraft, please. I want to be able to show folks what a Cirrus SR-22 aircraft looks like. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this could just be an accident, somebody that had a heart attack, as we said at the start of the show, but doesn't look like that now. The feds normally won't come out and start saying that something's terrorist unless they're going to go with that, whether it's true or not. And the fact that he supposedly burned down his house and then stole this aircraft I would say it's a 45% chance if it is terror that he did this on his own, 55% chance as of now with the info we have. Why do I say 55% chance it could be staged? This is their MO. They burn somebody's house down, take them, shoot them up with drugs, kill them, put them in a remote control aircraft, have it take off, fly it into the building. We know the underwear event was staged. That's now admitted. There's no doubting, and the media swept it under the rug and doesn't want to talk about it anymore. There's all this resistance to naked body scanners. They want to put them in not just airports but courthouses and all the major bus terminals and at train terminals. In fact, they're going in now. That was going to be our big story today. So if they come out, if it comes out that this guy was a Tea Partier and was angry at the IRS and the Federal Reserve, that would still be the MO of a lone individual who's angry at the government who would do this on their own. So we'll have to look and see if he'd been in psychiatric care, if he'd been in the military, if he'd disappeared in the last few months. Because that was the main thrust of the MKUltra program, was to just erase people's memories and just set them up as patsies. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. We're going to have to continue to ferret this out. Send your news tips to showtips at Infowars.com. Send them to Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes. They're all working around the clock right now, feverishly, to break this down. We are in Austin, Texas. We do have reporters now there on the scene. I'm going to get a report from them coming up at the bottom of the hour after we start talking to David Icke. Obviously, we'll get his take on this situation as well. We've got Randy, Thomas, Andy, and others that have comments on what's been developing. I normally like to have David Icke on to get his view on the globalist operations and their brainwashing and the false reality they've invoked over the population, but we'll obviously get him to respond to this as well and take calls throughout the next hour and a half that we're going to have him on. Then we've got Wayne Paul, a CPA, brother of Ron Paul, coming on to talk about the Tea Parties, the New World Order, the IRS. It is all coming up. We also have the fact that Sarah Palin's basically a 9/11 truther calling for a new investigation. Then why are they demonizing Deborah Medina for saying she supports people's right to call for a new investigation? That story is important. I've got international news media contacting me about the Google censorship of the Obama deception, my film. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the next hour and a half, former BBC reporter, champion goalie, best-selling author, researcher, David Icke is our guest. And I had him scheduled to talk about basically the state of the planet, what's going on, a lot of other breaking issues. We're going to be covering that, but off and on we'll give you new developments on the burning building, the Echelon complex, a small single-engine plane slammed into it at about 9:55 this morning, about 2 hours and 10 minutes ago, roughly. And they're now reporting, News Radio 590 KLBJ, one of our affiliates, as well as CNN, that this individual burned down his house in some type of domestic dispute. And then first they said stole a plane, or now they're saying it's his plane, and flew it into the building. So this could be an angry, crazy person that did this. Or it could be completely staged, because this is the type of stuff governments do if they start connecting it to the Tea Party and to people that don't want to pay higher taxes. Oh, you don't like going bankrupt. You don't like that housing values are going down, but we're raising your property taxes nationwide. We're raising your business taxes, as on average nationwide, just in the last year, they've got a 14.2%, that's the national average, decline in sales tax revenue. Oh, you don't like higher taxes. You're a terrorist. We know the feds bombed Oklahoma City. That's completely proven. We know they carried out the underwear bombing on Christmas. That's admitted the feds ordered him allowed on the plane, protected him. You know the whole story. We know Joe Biden said 2 days ago, I'm worried about lone nuts and terror attacks. And yes, I'm worried about assassination attempts on Obama. In the past month, Beck's been saying 9/11 truthers and birthers and Tea Party people. So now he's even going after mainline conservatives. More than half of conservatives polled believe Obama's lying about his birth certificate or covering it up. Now you are a terrorist. You want to bomb buildings. You want to kill Obama. So it's the preparation and them being caught staging the underwear bombing that really brings this into full view, that this is very suspicious and may be staged, because this is the season of terror. Their whole agenda is stalling. Their swine flu hoax is falling apart. Their global warming hoax is falling apart. Their new wars are falling apart. Their whole agenda is stalling. People are awakening. And suddenly you see the Fort Hood event clearly staged. It took us months to be able to get enough evidence of that, but the government surely knew, protected him. He was being handled by this particular al-Qaeda leader who handles all the other patsies. It goes on and on. And we'll talk about that with David Icke right now. Then coming up, I remember David 15 years ago really talking about this when many others weren't. And since then, it's come out in mainstream news that in France and England and the U.S., we've had all these Homeland Security state heads and others. And we've had the just thousands of cases. We had the Texas Youth Commission, where it turned out every major facility was raping children. And the CPS and 3,400 missing kids, CNN reported in Florida that the government takes 3,400 missing in 1 year of the hundreds of thousands that, you know, they take all over the country, tens of thousands in Florida, 3,400 missing, and they won't say where they are, and there's no investigation. They just take your kids and they disappear. And Ted Gunderson, this was actually in the Washington Times, got into the Finders, a fake charity. And it was all this child porn, and the CIA had warned them, and they'd just gotten out with the kids. And then they caught CIA with a van load of naked kids. And I mean, just this is in the major news. And the Franklin cover-up and the Bohemian Grove stuff, this is the cement that brings them all together. And I saw stories out of the Press Journal and other big Scottish publications. Sex abuse family legal advisor arrested. The police are arresting their legal advisors in courts, media people, anyone that talks about it before there was even a gag order. If you try to go give a public speaking engagement, they arrest you and charge you with disorderly conduct, because this woman and others are accusing police by name of running this pedophile ring. Now, the whole issue is there free speech in England? Is there free speech in the UK? Is there free speech in Scotland? And so there's this wider web. So I just gave you some of the backstory. That's coming up. David Icke, good to have you with us.
Hello, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's talk about the season of staged terror, the Fort Hood, the underwear bombing, now what's happening in Austin. What's your take on it?
Well, it's becoming blatant, and it's becoming blatant not least because it's becoming desperate. You know, I've seen over the last 20 years three stages very clear in the uncovering of what's really happening in the world. The first one was instant dismissal, instant ridicule, and also instant condemnation. The second stage, which really started to run after 9/11, and even more when the Iraq invasion hoax became very clearly exposed as a massive lie all along, we went into the stage two, which was people starting to say, hold on a second, the world is not like we thought it was. Now, we're starting to enter, we're on this cusp, indeed we're beyond it, this third stage where that awakening, that awareness that the world is not like we thought it was, is starting to impact on events. We demolished the fantastic work over the internet, and many people over the months of 2009 demolished their swine flu scam, absolutely devastated it. as you said earlier, the climate change lie, big lie, is unraveling all the time. And so they're starting to get desperate. And what they're doing, obviously, is trying to target, target those people that are uncovering it and communicating this information, and also in more and more desperate ways trying to put the lid on society in general through more and more outrageous, extreme methods of surveillance. I mean, what can you do when what can you say when there are trials for these body scanners? There were only trials. Has anyone out there ever had a trial, a government trial, that wasn't actually widely introduced afterwards? They're not trials at all. And then suddenly, while these trials are going on, some guy sets his pants on fire over America. Oh, my goodness me, we've got to have these scanners. Isn't it lucky? Isn't it fortunate? We're just having trials. And that's amazing. So it's becoming blatant because it's becoming desperate. And on one level, you know, it's a challenge. Of course, it's a challenge. No one said it would be easy in what's happening at the moment. But also, it is a tremendous testament, tremendous encouragement that we have started to get these people on the run. And every day, more people awaken, and their job gets harder. So it's a challenge, but it's a very, very encouraging time.
Well, I agree with you, David. And that's why we're going to see more and more staged attacks, more and more provocateur attacks, and the awakening is accelerating because people are finding out government really never tells the truth.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to start from that. You've got to start from that foundation. You know, is he lying? Is he a politician? Well, 99% of the time he's lying. You know, his lips moving, he's lying, because that's their job, to tell the truth, to tell lies and not the truth. And for this reason, if they tell the truth, they say the terrorist we've named weren't responsible for 9/11. The guy who set his pants on fire was a set-up patsy, and so on and so forth. That's what they'll have to do if they're telling the truth. And therefore, everything they say is a cover story to hide the real reason and origin of these world events and society-changing events. Therefore, because they're constantly parroting a cover story, they're constantly lying by definition. It goes with the job. So if you start from the foundation, if anyone is kind of new to this, first of all, if officialdom's telling you something, it's either a lie or a half-truth, as I say about Tony Blair. If there's ever a half-truth in a Tony Blair speech, it's a typing error. Same with Obama. And the other thing, the foundation is, governments are not there to serve the people. They're there to serve and introduce an agenda to enslave the people. Once we move our point of perception, our point of observation of world events from what we thought it was to that, then we start to filter the world and reality in a completely different way, and we start to see what we couldn't see before. We start to see behind the smoke screens and the fake cover stories. And that's what is happening to more and more people, Alex, and that's why it's becoming more and more difficult for these people to sell their agenda and sell their lies.
David, going back over my research, so much of the conclusions I come to are off the pre-programming of the establishment. I mean, it was obvious when Chertoff a year and a half ago ordered a couple billion dollars worth of these scanners, and so did Europe.
Yes.
And then right as they were set, I mean, I remember reporting in November that they were all set to go in January 1st in 214 airports. That was in the news. And then on December 25th, I'm driving to the store to buy eggs on Christmas Day afternoon. They report this guy has attacked. By the time I get back in the car 5 minutes later, they're saying, don't worry, we've now decided to put scanners in just now. When they'd already ordered them and had them being delivered, they said, no, now we're doing this because he attacked. They had the whole thing staged. And there's such hysteria they're trying to create that when a steam main blows up in New York, everybody panics and starts evacuating. That when a gas main blows up in New Jersey, everybody panics. There's now been a bomb threat. Put that back on screen. They've diverted a plane with a supposed Flight 741 diverted to Utah after bomb threat. And so we'll have more and more of this fake federal stuff. Before the anthrax attacks, the feds did drills, and this was declassified, where they mailed fake anthrax to hundreds of federal locations to create a system of mind control and fear in their own minions before the feds themselves mail the most weaponized anthrax ever seen. And then I said in the last year, they're clearly prepping Austin for staged terror attacks. And then it turns out the feds were trying to get their operatives to firebomb Brave New Books.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. The point I was trying to make as we hit break is They had a federal informant tied to the Palestinian man that bound himself, slit his throat, cut his body open, and threw himself in the river. He was murdered, and the police said he committed suicide. It's like up in the Arkansas when people would cut their arms and legs off and blow their own heads off and bound their bodies, and the police would say they killed themselves. Then the same informant who was running around with him reportedly, and it's been confirmed, it's just so much is happening, tried to provocateur people at the RNC in 2008 to Molotov cocktail. And he admitted to that. And then he reportedly tried to get local activists to firebomb Brave New Books, one of my listeners started, that's a Patriot bookstore. And with the firebombing of the governor's mansion, that was clearly an inside job. I've said I believe Austin's going to be the target of the next false flag. And they're now saying this was a terror attack. They're almost sure, against the IRS building. And then meanwhile, I knew if we saw a bunch of stuff happen, this is staged. United flight diverted to DIA after passenger attempts to open door in midair. This just came out. Flying out of D.C. to Las Vegas. Tried to depressurize it. That's Associated Press and Huffington Post and Denver Post. Here's another one. Flight diverted to Salt Lake after bomb threat. David, it appears a massive PSYOP is being launched. There's no way all of... And they had two airplanes crash yesterday, one into the car manufacturing building, the Tesla building, knocking out power to Palo Alto. We now have a plane crash yesterday into a neighborhood in the panhandle of Texas, Amarillo. I mean, what is going on, David?
It's very simple. What's been going on, and it's now getting more extreme because, like I said earlier, they're getting more desperate. Quite simply, you've got an agenda which they've been trying to bring in step by step for a long, 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 long time, but before what we call modern times. It's been a long step-by-step process. We're just seeing the end game coming up to it now, the end that they want to bring about, which is a global fascist dictatorship and a robotic, mind-controlled, microchipped, machine-like humanity and world government and centralized control of everything, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the agenda. Then running alongside that is what I've been calling for years the movie. This is the manufactured view of the world, including all the manufactured false flag events like what it seems that we're seeing here now. It's getting ridiculous. This is the movie to sell the agenda to the public and to justify its introduction. And because the public now, everybody or nearly everybody, my goodness, if only, but increasingly vast numbers of people are starting to see the movie for what it is, a movie, something for public consumption and public perception manipulation. As a result, they're getting more desperate. Oh my God, we better up the ante. And so, the other thing that happens as a result of that, Alex, is that it becomes more and more blatant. I mean, they think it's something that is they need to do, and something that's good, and something that will advance their agenda quicker. But the way they're doing it now, and this desperation, is it's becoming more and more blatant. So more and more people are going to be asking questions. More and more people aren't going to believe them. I mean, we're in a situation now, after the last year, I mean, how many people believe that they're being told the truth about the climate change? Virtually no one. What will happen the next time the pharmaceutical cartel, Big Pharma, and the World Health Organization tries to sell us a vaccine scare or a virus?
And let me stop you. Let me stop you.
It's falling apart for them. They're a cornered rat, so they're going to really get more extreme and more desperate. We're going to see a lot of desperate and extreme things as a result, but it's falling apart for them.
Well, David, I wanted to back you up. Not only do we have Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Health Commission, saying it's all a hoax, a fraud, dangerous vaccine was a lie, staged. They now, the government admitted, okay, it turned out the swine flu vaccine didn't help you, and it was fake. That came out yesterday like it was no big deal, that it didn't even protect you. We already knew that. Their healthcare takeover is falling apart. It seems that corralling us like prisoners, and I want to ask you about this when we come back, corralling us like prisoners, these body scanners, this act of supplication, of submission, of breaking us, letting them know they're violating child porn laws to videotape children with these scanners, their naked bodies, that sets the precedent. Now Homeland Security says they want to put shock bracelets on everyone. They looked at it 2 years ago. Now they're saying if people are going crazy and trying to depressurize planes, we've got to do this. Why are these body scanners so key to what they're doing? And we're going to have our reporters from the ground at the kamikaze site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
David Icke's our guest for another hour. We've got reporters out at the kamikaze attack site. The government's saying the guy burned down his house, crashed this plane into the building, IRS / FBI building complex, the Echelon complex. Talk about In Your Face, the name of the big surveillance grid. Joseph Andrew Stack, named as plane crash pilot. Man sets house on fire, crashes plane into Texas building report. We reportedly, Paul Watson has this, is posting it now at prisonplanet.com. It's being pulled off the reported places where he posted it. We'll find out if the providence is real, but we're going to post it right now at prisonplanet.com, his supposed suicide note. And of course, the feds could write this up, drug him, put him in the plane, remote control it, and it's normally staged. You have this person trying to open a plane door today. You have somebody else with a bomb threat on a plane. This is really looking like a massive psyop. We'll ask David Icke, who's an expert on this, why they want to create this feeling of hysteria and fear. So we then go to the government begging them to keep us safe. They're the big daddy. He said, no taxation without representation, reportedly. I've spent total years of my adulthood unlearning the crap from only a few years of my childhood. These days, anyone who really stands up for principle is promptly labeled a crackpot, traitor, or worse. Yet at the same time, the joke we call America medical system, including the drug and insurance companies, are murdering tens of thousands of people every year and stealing from the corpses and victims they cripple. I'm reading over this right now. It is lengthy. David Icke, again, I apologize to David, but I talked to David as a former top BBC reporter. He understands this. We have to cover it as it breaks. I know he's got to leave in an hour. I may twist his arm to stay longer, but we'll see what happens. I've got Paul Watson on the line briefly writing on this right now. It's going to, I guess, have the headline, purported suicide letter of Austin kamikaze attacker or Austin plane attack. Watson, I know it's going up in the next few minutes at prisonplanet.com. Tell us exactly where you got this. Reading over it, the feds could have written this. He could have. It looks like something someone would write. Where did you get this info, Watson?
Well, all I've been doing is typing in Austin plane crash into Google and then refreshing every few minutes. And this came from a blog which carried the purported pilot's name as Joe Stack, and now that's been confirmed by the authorities. That his
all right,
name is
get
Joseph
it up,
Andrew
then get
Stack.
It up. Get it. I'm going to let you go then. Get it up with that basic breakdown that this same site said that. One of his reported family members was on KLBJ confirming this as well about 30 minutes ago. Anything else, Watson?
No, obviously, in his screed, he rants about totalitarian regimes and tax codes and everything that we talk about. I wonder what the media is going to do with this.
We need listeners, because we don't have the staff, to go back in the last 2 months. It was actually December 8th is when I said they're going to stage a terror attack in Austin. And I even talked about planes flying into buildings. I don't know how I know this stuff. It's just incredible. Anything else, Watson?
Well, it doesn't even matter if it's staged. It's how they're going to exploit it, and that's obvious, and it'll start tonight on the news shows.
But, Watson, you tie this in with a bomb threat on one plane diverted, another passenger reportedly trying to open the door and depressurize, and all this hysteria. I mean, and this looks bad. This looks like it's staged on the heels of the underwear bomber. Anything else?
No, this entire letter is going to be posted now at prisonplanet.com.
All right, write a basic analysis at the top and why we believe the providence may be accurate. In fact, it's leaning towards being real because, again, this other blog was able to ascertain his name. Get it up. Give them credit as well. Thank you, Paul Watson.
All right, thanks, Alex.
All right, going back to David Icke. Again, I apologize. Obviously, this is happening, David. I want to get into the whole globalist pedophile scandal. Hearing this new info, continue to break it down. Why they want this hysteria?
I've just finished a new book. It'll be out in May. It's just about 2 days from going to the printers. And in there, part of that is saying that one of the biggest targets in the near future is going to be people that are putting this information out. They want to discredit anyone that is exposing the agenda, exposing what they're doing. And, you know, I'm a great believer in just holding back before you make, decisions and assumptions to see the full picture. But put it this way. If the sort of stuff in that note is accurate, and that note is accurate, then it is, again, I keep using this word, Alex, all through this chat, blatant. It's so blatantly obvious that you get someone to do this, you link them to those nasty, dangerous people, and people like this, what's his name, Cass Sunstein, one of the czars of Obama, he's been targeting in the most extreme ways people are exposing the conspiracy.
No, he says infiltrate 9/11 truth groups and anti-global warming groups and commit violence to get them in trouble and to discredit them.
Yeah, I mean, if the man had a brain cell, it'd be even more dangerous. I mean, when you read some of the stuff that he's saying, but it's so extreme because another word I keep using because it's applicable. They're getting desperate, so they get more extreme, and they're overcooking. They're in very great danger, and eventually they will. They're overcooking what they're trying to sell to the public, and it's getting more and more ludicrous. They overcooked massively the climate change lie. And because they overcooked it, it's falling apart. And they'll do the same with this. We're going to get a lot of aggravation. We'll get a lot of criticism, a lot of condemnation from these people or what pass for people. But, you know, it's a sign of how desperate they are. And it will be very, very interesting to see how this plays out in the next few hours, the next few days, because it's taking on all the signs of the most, again, blatant attempt to discredit this whole conspiracy research community.
Well, let me break this down. The globalists always stage terror attacks, and it's 100% Oklahoma City was a staged deal.
Yeah.
States' rights movement was exploding. The Patriot movement was exploding. The states were being taken back. That's now happening. They tried to marginalize the Tea Party. They tried to have the Republicans take it over. Now the Patriots have taken it back. Glenn Beck is even admitting this and panicking. The exact same talking points in the last week by Beck, O'Reilly, Chris Matthews, a supposed liberal, have come out saying, we're going to be violent, we're going to attack. And then this guy's letter comes out from a blog that confirmed his name first. This is going up at PrisonPlanet.com right now, and we'll have my basic analysis there that we're going over right now. And then he's basically a Tea Partier who is against the tax code and been part of anti-IRS groups since the 80s. And this is bad. This is really bad, David.
It is absolutely the Oklahoma bombing revisited, but in another stage of the uncovering of the conspiracy, an even more desperate stage than it was then. So it's no surprise that this is coming. It's bound to come, including, you know, all the efforts to censor the internet, which is the vehicle that's really unraveling this whole conspiracy and putting it before people. The reason people like Jay Rockefeller and all these people are trying to justify censorship of the internet is the same reason they're setting up these problem reaction solutions that we're seeing now.
My God, I've got to read from this. He says, I can only hope that the numbers quickly get too big to be whitewashed and ignored, that the American zombies wake up and revolt. It will take nothing less. I would only hope that by striking a nerve that stimulates the inevitable double standard, knee-jerk government reaction that results in more stupid draconian restrictions, people wake up and begin to see the pompous political thugs and their mindless minions for what they are. Sadly, though, I spent my entire life trying to believe that wasn't so, but violence not only is the answer, it is the only answer. The cruel joke is that the really big chunks of this bleep are at the top, have known this all along and have been laughing at us using this awareness against us. It goes, fools like me for a long time. I saw it written once. The definition of insanity is repeating the same process over and over again, expecting the outcome to suddenly be different. I'm finally ready to stop this insanity. Well, Mr. Big Brother IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well. And this is reportedly the kamikaze attacker. The communist creed, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. The capitalist creed, from each according to his gullibility to each according to his greed. And, I mean, it just goes on and on, purportedly written by this guy. And
that wasn't signed by Cass Sunstein, Alex, was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
it,
what
it,
I'm
it,
saying.
It should be.
All I can say is, if this turns out to be real, he says, no taxation without representation. He quotes the Founding Fathers. Now, if you quote the Founding Fathers, I mean, look, David, I saw them doing the preparation in the last month. I was sure this was going to happen. I've been telling everybody this, and they singled out Tea Partiers. Beck went further than just 9/11 truth. In the last week, they've said birthers, who are more than half the Tea Partiers in polls. So now you really see, it's the preparation for this. And that Beck's saying, mark my words, this is horrible, David.
What we've got to do, Alex, is we've got to stay calm. Everyone's got to stay calm because they want hysteria, they want panic, and they want us to run around like headless chickens. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? Well, we just need to stay calm, really calm. We can see what's happening, and we just keep communicating and communicating and communicating what people need to hear. And no matter what's thrown at us, in one ear, out the other, and we keep communicating. And I am not going to go and defend what I've been doing, and no, neither should anyone else, because obviously it's been so effective, they're having to do this nonsense today.
And David, it's not your opinion. We have Cass Sunstein and all these other big White House people saying they want to provocateur things and criminal actions to set us up. This guy needs to be indicted. He needs to be investigated. Expanding on this, the person that shoots first loses. We've always said they want to precipitate violence first, so it looks like they have the moral authority. And every time we're cresting, this didn't happen randomly 6 months ago. Every time we're cresting at a new level of mass awakening, they start staging the events.
Yeah, this is why, you know, I was writing articles a year ago or something like that now, saying, or more, please don't riot. The way to meet this is through information and, crucially, through mass non-cooperation with the system. We're holding it together. It's a house of cards, and we are the flipping glue. When we cease to be so, the house of cards falls. Look at a pyramid. The power in the pyramid is at the base, not the capstone. We are manipulated to think the power's up there, so we don't realize we are the power holding that up there by giving our power to that and our sense of where the power is to that. We need to stop cooperating on a mass scale. These guys can't run a system. They can only manipulate the system.
I agree.
It's the mass of the people that run the system. We have to stop doing it, and we have to stop having excuses for not doing it. You know, we've reached the point now where, you know, we're at a fork in the road, and we either have mass non-cooperation, not just protest, non-cooperation with the system, and that will bring it down. Not violence, not rioting, non-cooperation. And we need to start getting this organized all over the world now. Organized non-cooperation so the system cannot function.
David, notice how right as income tax day comes up and they know there's record anger about taxes growing, the country is in revolution. I wanted to add this to you, a revolution of awakening. Every C-SPAN show, every local radio show, I'm not even tuning into much media. Everybody's calling me. Every time I tune in, there's random well-spoken callers about 9/11 being an inside job, about the flu being a hoax, about the carbon tax being a fraud. Our internet numbers at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are exploding. Our films are seen hundreds of millions of times a year, free online. Your info is exploding. And right on time, this starts happening. Look at the timing. Look at the preparation, the pre-preparation for all of this. I mean, this is a desperation move, and I don't think it's going to work. And the more I read this letter, and the fact that the site that first reported his name correctly are the ones that had this, and Paul Watson's doing a big article right now about this, and I want him to keep adding to it, is that I wouldn't be surprised if the feds aren't out posting this stuff and that he didn't even write this, but that they'll probably turn out saying, oh, no, he really did. Because the way this is written is it's meant to push and start a violent revolution.
Well, yeah, I look at a violent revolution and a violent or a vociferous response against those communicating the truth about the world. But look at this Mossad operation this week, which was caught on camera, and you saw it all unfold over the day, and the Hamas guy was killed and stuff like that. And the mainstream media are going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. This is a daily common occurrence. These intelligence agencies, or lack of intelligence agencies, that's what they really are, like the CIA, British Intelligence, and Mossad, they're taking people out, they're discrediting them with false information and setting them up, or what have you. They're causing, quote, suicides. I mean, that's the big one. When someone who knows something or could reveal something or dies in a very appropriate, if you like, ways for the agenda. When you see the word suicide, I mean, you know, suicide is a word that should be spelled M-U-R-D-E-R. That's what suicide in those terms really is. I mean, we've got David Kelly, this guy who was had the ability to expose before the invasion of Iraq the fact that weapons of mass destruction were not there as they claimed. The papers on his suicide have been shut down for 70 years because of what it would reveal if they came out. So this is going on all the time, and there are peaks like it seems that we're experiencing today there in Texas. There are peaks like 9/11 and what have you. But it's actually an everyday occurrence that's going on all the time.
I agree. Watson has posted the reported letter, and I know he's adding to it the point of where we got it, that this site first reported the Joe Stack. Somebody may have gave it to them. We need to talk to them. We need to contact the site. Talk to Watson. Get their name right now. Get them on. We need to investigate.
According to your site, it says this letter is now confirmed to have been written. It just ticks every box, mate. Every box.
Okay, I'm on prisonplanet.com, and it says alleged letter written by Austin, plane crash pilot.
I've got a headline here that says confirmed letter written by Austin plane crash pilot, but I've just refreshed it about that. You know, whatever, that letter ticks every box.
No, they've got it. It's the Austin American Statesman's confirming it. Oh, yeah. Man, this is bad. I knew when I read it, I could tell. Oh, this is bad. Get Watson, get it up right now. Everything at prisonplanet.com, everything at Infowars.com. Continual coverage on all of this. This is just horrible. I'm going on Russia Today at the very end of the show for about 10 minutes, and I'm probably going to come back and continue. David Icke, stay there. Internet note posted by man linked to plane crash, statesman.com, the Austin American Statesman. And this is bizarre. So we're going to continue breaking this down with David Icke straight ahead. What a crazy day to have David Icke on with us with all this happening. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Notice this happened in Austin. Notice the Fort Hood massacre happened in Austin. And when that Hassan guy supposedly shot these 13 people and then killed himself, we said, may be a crazy guy. And he's a psychiatrist. Maybe. Then it turned out for years he said he was going to kill people, loved suicide bombers, was sending emails to the confirmed Al-Qaeda mole who handles all the patsies, Reeves, all of them. It's always this guy. The Finsbury Mosque, it's always the same guy. And the CIA for 2 years wouldn't let the military know, and he'd walk around saying, I'm going to kill everybody, and they weren't allowed to get him in trouble. If you say something bad about the president and you're in the army, like I think the president's bad, you get arrested. But he could walk around, I'm going to kill people, I'm going to murder, I hate Christians, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, you get to stay there. This isn't political correctness. That was staged. And now the Statesman is saying it's confirmed. Internet note posted by a man linked to plane crash. And the Statesman says it shows a domain that the note was posted on is registered to Joe Stack of San Marcos. A man by the same name who's been addressed in both Austin and San Marcos has been linked to today's airplane crash. Into our office numbers, we're getting people that knew him. Neighbors are calling us. We're going to be perfectly positioned here in the middle of all this to really be able to report on it for you here in the next few hours and coming days. And get ready for the media to come after us. David, now that they're confirming that this is his letter, you were saying classic PSYOP during the break.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been investigating for a long, long time, 15 years now, the mind control programs and the mind control operations in the North America and in the United Kingdom and Europe, and understanding the extent to which you can literally take over someone's mind in the same way that I could sit here and tap some keys and program this computer in front of me to do what I'm asking it to do. People are lacking an understanding often about what's actually happening because they don't realize what's actually possible. They think that what they see in their everyday lives or what they see in the public arena is the limit of what is possible. But when you get into the secret projects, whether it's technology or whether it's mind control or genetics, you're dealing with something that is light years beyond anything.
I was about to say, they had remote control cockroaches 30 years ago. They had robo rats 20 years ago. Now they tell the public about it. They have, with one microchip, they can take a monkey, a rat, a human, and remote control, make you go to the bathroom, make you talk, and what I've been told by top experts is they've gone away from the trauma-based programming.
Yes, they have.
To chemicals and electronics. Go ahead.
Yes, they have. And the thing is that, I've been writing in my books that when I talk about the nature of reality, I describe the body as a body computer. You know, when you look around the brain, they say, when this part of the brain lights up, this is how you react. This is what the body does. This is what you think. This is what your emotions are. And so this is what the whole mass microchipping program is all about. It's about internally accessing the body body computer, and then externally manipulating the way it works emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so once they can not even microchip someone, that's the easiest way, but you can actually do it without microchips. You can actually do it by very, very deep levels of what people call hypnosis. But what I'm talking about is beyond any hypnosis you ever see in the public arena. And basically, what they do is they put in a program. It could be a program. I'm not saying this is what's happening.
Stay there. Hold on. Got a break, okay, David. Back in 70 seconds. He posted this on his official website. It's confirmed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're halfway into this live Thursday, the 18th day of February 2010 edition. David Icke will be with us for another 45, 50 minutes into this hour, graciously. DavidIcke.com is his website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to get a report, a brief report from Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, who were out there at the Echelon building complex that had the reported kamikaze attack. There was a company founded by Joe Stack, the reported kamikaze attacker, at embeddedart.com. And he created an art firmware software development company. And then it's his website, registered by him, that has the letter posted on it. And it's got his phone number. We talked to neighbors. They said the FBI is there right now. Does that number work? We talked to neighbors. The FBI goes to voicemail. Let's call the voicemail right now on air. Get it ready. Dial it up. I want people to hear the voicemail. Let's hear the voice of Mr. Stack right now. David, we're going to go back to you here in just a moment. Can you guys dial that live on air so we can hear it? I want to hear it dialing and everything. All right, good. Do you need his number? I can give it to you right here. Instead of pulling it up, I can just give you his phone number. Okay, so it's been captured, so that's coming up. And we'll post the YouTube in Paul Watson's article of his recorded voice. I think this is going to be important. That's coming up. Again, we're in the middle of an investigation. You're seeing the sausage being made here. But, David Icke, if you add all these different pieces of evidence in, you were finishing up with the robotic control. We did find the mainstream news article I'm going to cover in the next segment about the robotic-controlled rats. These are physical rats, physical mammals that are remote-controlled. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying before the break, you know, I'm not saying this is what happened to Mr. Stack because, you know, it's a breaking story and we need to follow this up and get more information. But I'm telling you what is possible, and it's child's play by the level of mind control techniques that they're operating with. It is possible to have put into this man or anyone else a program which would lead to them behaving in this way. They can put the program in great, great detail, fine detail, and then they close that part of the mind. They close that part of the brain, if you like. It's called compartmentalization, or they call these compartmentalized areas of the mind-brain alters. Then they program in. It could be a sentence, it could be a word, could even be it could be a color or a sound, anything. And when that word or trigger is given, then that man suddenly starts to play out the programmed behavior that was in there waiting to be activated. Now, I've come across so many different examples of this. I'll give you a quick one. There was a period in Britain when certain kinds of scientists, I mean, it's still going on now in many areas, but in Britain, a particular time, when scientists were doing very strange things and killing themselves. One guy was sitting in his home in London, I think it was, and he was eating his meal, and then he puts his knife and fork down, walks out, gets in his car, drives to Bristol, which is a good way. He had no connections to Bristol whatsoever, parks his car on the Clifton Suspension Bridge, which is a massively high suspension bridge going over the river in Bristol, and jumps off. Another guy, he goes missing over a weekend. He says he's going out to get some petrol, some gas, and he's away for hours. His wife gets worried, calls the police eventually. Policeman's there, constable's there when the guy comes back. And he said, oh, no, I just needed time to by myself. On the Monday morning, he's got in his car. He's driven to work. Suddenly, on the way to work, he's driven off the what you would call the freeway, across the bridge to the other side, gone down the other side of the freeway, and then directed his car straight into a restaurant, smashed himself to pieces. And this is what can happen once the program's been put in there, and then the trigger to access, to activate the program is given.
Stay there. Let's continue to discuss this. We'll give you the latest from this cryptic letter.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got David Icke joining us from the UK. Simultaneously, we have Rob Due and Jason Douglas, Infowars.com videographers and reporters, on the site at the Echelon office building complex full of the IRS, FBI, you name it. The hostage rescue team was on the ground within minutes. We've had callers calling in from Austin. They've been on hold. We haven't gone to them yet, like Jake and others who were saying that they came in, they're grabbing the videotapes out of the apartment complexes, the surrounding buildings. You know, they would claim for evidence, but we've seen so many cover-ups, like with the Pentagon and other events, where they come and grab up all the videos and then never release them. So this is looking worse and worse by the minute, isn't it, David?
Obvious by the minute. And what's very important now is that we just concentrate on getting out this problem, reaction, solution scenario, and presenting what has happened in the way that increasingly clearly it happened, rather than the government version that is going to be bombarding the mainstream media, and that is as we speak, no doubt, because that's the idea, to totally discredit this conspiracy exposure movement, to stop it being ever more successful as it is. And we, within it, have to stay calm. People have to stay calm in general, so we don't start reacting and doing things we would regret. Stay calm and look at it as it is, and not emotionally reacting. And also, we have to get this information out and present in a calm way what's actually gone on here, because you know, they're going to be really targeting people like yourself in America now on the back of this.
Also, another big development: Fox News is reporting that the FBI has told them that this suicide manifesto letter, they're saying a plane attacker's manifesto, confirmed to be authentic, posted on his official website. So that's going to be going up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Here's the headline: officials. Theory is online manifesto written by Stack. But the Statesman's confirmed, we've confirmed, this is registered to this same individual's name, Joe Stack of San Marcos, a suburb of southern Austin, basically. It's a bedroom community, a college town just south of here. And so this is reportedly his website. And again, you have their need to demonize us, the fact that Beck and all the other talking heads said the Tea Parties have been infiltrated by terrorists. They're going to attack. Now you're not just a terrorist if you're a 9/11 truther. You are now a terrorist if you are a birther, which is more than half of the Republicans that have been surveyed in major polls. And I saw this massive hype and Beck saying, they're going to hit soon. I promise you. And I said, that's it. They're about to do something. And so you add all of that in, the fact that COINTELPRO's all over Austin, reportedly trying to firebomb one of our allied groups, Brave New Books. You've got so much happening. We had weird COINTELPRO people showing up right after the Governor Mansion attack, trying to leave boxes with us, saying we work at the mansion. They think I'm involved. And then we walked outside and there were unmarked police cars and people casing and walking around like there was about to be some bust. If we would have taken that box, who knows what it had in it? They would have swarmed in on us. It's just for people that haven't experienced this, David, it's just so real.
Well, yeah, and this, you know, to the Glenn Becks and the people on the MSNBC and the Fox News people and all these prostitutes. I would say you've got children and grandchildren, and you are going to be looked on with absolute contempt by them, because you're playing your part slavishly, taking the bucks and reading and saying what you're told to say, to advance an agenda that is going to or is designed to enslave your children and grandchildren. Now, that is a level of despicable behavior that takes my breath away. And one day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to face that, and that day ain't far away.
David, there's another big article up at prisonplanet.com. Before, it had just been in a few cities here and there the last 5 years, the feds going out, setting up TSA checkpoints on highways, bus stops, train stops. Now they're saying, no, we're testing a nationwide rollout everywhere of body scanners, metal detectors. It shows them searching people on the street. There's suddenly local police at any event at parks are coming up, searching everyone, saying line up. We're all being trained to just line up and be searched, line up and get in paddy wagons. And the people are resisting. And then right on time, all these pretexts to sell this develop. And you have all these other plane events today with somebody reportedly trying to open a door on a big flight in the West. Another person, supposed bomb threat, shutting down flights. I mean, this all coming together at once, and we know the underwear bomber was staged. We know the Fort Hood thing has all the earmarks of being staged. You add all this together with my prediction that they will start the false flags in Austin, and because I've seen incredible activity here, and they see this as the head resistance hub, because obviously I've been here working hard all this time with great people, and all these COINTELPRO have moved into Austin constantly. They don't fight the New World Order. All they do is constantly attack and lie about me. I mean, it is a, and then we got internal source with Rick Perry that the neocons are mad at Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, and Ron Paul. We're, quote, under their skin, and they want to target us. We now see this unfolding.
Well, you know, 20 years ago when I started this, I went through incredible levels of ridicule in Britain, I mean, and abuse. I mean, just extraordinary levels. And what I did was I kept putting one foot in front of the other and refusing to stop, refusing to defend myself. And I just kept walking towards the goal that I'd set myself, which is understanding what's happening in the world and communicating it. And that's what we need to do now. We don't need to defend ourselves from this manipulation. We just need to keep on doing what we've been doing and what we've been doing increasingly successfully, and that's communicate what's going on in a credible way, and that is including now communicating what this stuff is all about today and all the problem reaction solutions connected to it. We just need to keep calm, keep focused on where we're going, which is a land of true freedom, a world of true freedom, where the few no longer control the many, where the people are no longer sucked dry energetically and through taxation and interest on money and all this stuff. We would keep our eye on that goal and don't let's pulled from that by this nonsense and thinking we have to defend ourselves. We don't. The system has to defend itself because it's pathetic as well as evil. We just need to keep on this goal and calmly keep banging it out. And whatever they throw at us and however uncomfortable they might make life sometimes, and they plan to make it very uncomfortable. In the end, that incessant drip, 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 bigger drip, bigger drip, bigger drip of information is going to swamp them and drown this whole system.
And by the way,
and it's coming down. But so we need to stay strong. We need to stay calm. We need to keep our eye on our goal and not be diverted from it. Because, you know, no one said it would be easy, but it's coming down.
And by the way, Cass Sunstein, in those internal White House documents and the letters and also the public papers he's written, says 9/11 truth is killing them. The conspiracy movement is killing them in a great danger. So they're sitting around in their Death Star conference room saying that we're powerful and more dangerous than many of their own operatives realize. They understand that we're coming for them. I mean, look, Governor Ridge comes out last year and admits, the former head of Homeland Security, they would issue terror alerts to scare the public into submission for political purposes. We have all these neocons saying play the war card to get our new world order. I mean, we basically have them right out in the open now.
Hey, message to Cass Sunstein and all people like him. The genie's out of the bottle, darling. Eh? The genie's out of the bottle. He ain't going back. Get used to it.
Business Insider is reporting Joseph Andrew Stack revised his death letter 27 times before settling on the final draft. So this goes on and on and on. We're going to continue to post all of this at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. For stations out there, this is our network break coming up. I'm going to skip it so that we don't take time away from David. We're going to go ahead so we get extra time. We're going to now go to Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. I'm not sure which one of them we'll talk to first. Jason Douglas, who worked for Infowars.com. They've been out there at the site for an hour and a half or so now of this kamikaze attack, as the media is saying, is now confirmed by a taxing person. Jason, good to have you with us. Tell us what you've been seeing out there, who you've talked to.
Well, we got here just about 45 minutes ago. I'm inside a building that's immediately adjacent to the one that was crashed into. It's pretty much on police lockdown over here. There's all different kinds of departments. State police is here. The mobile command center is here, FBI.
What does the building look like with your own eyes versus the television footage we've seen of it burning and smoking?
You know, it's one of these black obelisk buildings that's got the mirrored tiling on the outside, the window tiling. Basically your modern office building.
Are the fires out?
The fires are still smoldering. It's white smoke, not black smoke, so I assume that it is all the way out, but still smoldering.
What are people saying that you've talked to? We've had callers holding for an hour. I do mean to get to them who are saying that they were in the office buildings and people were coming in. The FBI was coming in and grabbing all their surveillance footage.
You know, we haven't even had a chance to talk to anyone. As soon as I walked up to the press staging area, they actually, Acevedo and Lessingwell and the fire chief came out and they were doing their second wave of statements. So I basically just caught that and then walked around the other side while Dew did a tripod shot of that.
Where is Dew right now?
He's standing right next to me.
Let me talk to him real quick. Let's go to Dew. Okay. I mean, give us your basic breakdown of what you're seeing there.
Okay. Well, the windows on this building are totally on that side where the plane hit. Pretty much all broken out. You can see window blinds and insulation, you know, blackened insulation that's been burnt. It's just kind of blowing in the wind. They have a ladder truck up near there, and I guess they're pumping water in that way. And so we were talking with the spokesperson from the fire department, said the fire's pretty much contained. When they arrived, there was flames everywhere, she said, and she even mentioned that they thought that the building might collapse, and she started saying how buildings have been known to, they're structurally weak in these fires, and so they thought it might collapse, so they pulled everybody out.
So they're even buying into the new propaganda since Building 7 that a small fire makes a big building collapse.
Pretty much. She seemed, and everybody seemed to go along with that in the press, because somebody did ask, we heard there was a danger of the plane collapsing. They also mentioned that the plane was not stolen, as far as they know, right at this time. So I don't know.
Yeah, at first they said it was stolen. Now they're saying it wasn't. I know you've been on the road, but what do you think of the developments that he, on his own website, wrote a manifesto/suicide letter? And the last few months you've been producing here, you've heard me, because everybody kind of does multiple jobs. He also does film work and editing. That I've been saying, I believe they're going to stage a false flag, blame it on Tea Partiers, and that the attack will probably come in Austin, and that they're also going to claim that 9/11 Truth/birthers are going to try to kill Obama. And now we see similar things, not just from Beck, but from others like Chris Matthews. And now we're seeing Joe Biden saying cryptic things like this as they get the pre-story ready.
Right. And this guy's name is Joe Stack, apparently, the pilot.
Yeah.
So that's the name they've released.
Yes.
And so I didn't read the suicide notes. I don't know. What did it say? Did he have
It's basically, you know, the government scum, and I'm tired of the corrupt government and the zombies and and the IRS and the politics. I mean, it's designed, and I believe it wasn't. I mean, it looks like it was written by somebody else. Just looking at the MO, tailored to demonize the widest swath of anybody that doesn't like the IRS or the federal government. I mean, it's not even anti-New World Order. It's just anybody that doesn't like the government. Now, again, he could have just been a lone nut, but look at the season. Look at everything that's going on right now. Listen, have they forced you guys into that building, or are they keeping you back? Because I would just leave and go talk to people at apartment complexes nearby.
They are pretty much keeping everybody back away from it, and that's the next stage. We got some shots of what we can see from here. Douglas is actually in the building that we're in now. He's gone up to see if he can get some shots from some windows up above and get a better bird's eye view, because this building is actually from when you get inside of it, you can get closer than where we were at the police line.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Go up and shoot video of the police and stuff they're doing, but go out and talk to people in other businesses, because the calls are flooding in. We're going to talk to some coming up. The calls are flooding in saying that they came into all the different buildings and were seizing everybody's videotapes.
Oh, really? Okay. We'll definitely look into that and get some notes. Anything you can text us, text us names and numbers, and we'll get on it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being out there reporting on this. That's Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. Okay, going back to David Icke, we just got a live report from down there in North Austin where this kamikaze attack reportedly took place. David, what's your gut, you know, from studying the wide spectrum of how these people operate and the preconditioning and everything that's going on? What's your gut on this? My gut tells me this is staged.
Yeah, exactly. But there'll be a cover story. I mean, you know, there's always a cover story. So there'll be a cover story for this man to make it look as if he's done it from completely off his own bat and everything. You know, the power of mind control means that anything could have been programmed into him to be triggered to play out this behavior pattern. I'd also say this, you know, I mean, I've said it in my books before that I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying that. But I would not rule out at some point Obama being assassinated, because he's totally expendable to them. He's just a front man, does what Emmanuel and Axelrod tell him and all the rest of it, and write the words on his auto cue, his teleprompter. And, you know, if he was taken out by some cover story along these lines or worse, then they would justify enormous changes in American society as a result. So, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
David, let me break this down. I don't know if you've seen our articles the last 2 weeks. Really, it's the last three. I've seen Glenn Beck and now all the other talking heads, liberal and conservative, saying first 9/11 truthers, then Tea Partiers, now birthers, anybody that questions his birth certificate, are going to try to kill him.
Right.
And so, of course, that's out of left field and totally insane. It does two things. It introduces the idea to tens of millions of people who are unstable, a form of light mind control, of provocateuring, of copycatting, of introducing the idea. I mean, if they broadcast to a city of 5 million, is somebody going to go jump off the Empire State's building today? Guaranteed some nut will go do it. That's one thing. They could be trying to fluster people, giving them ideas. That's a form of mind control. Or they are doing the preparatory phase for this.
Yeah, I certainly absolutely wouldn't rule it out. Like I said, I've said it in previous books that
no, you said it a year ago, but now
certainly the land is being prepared as you say, but of course they absolutely control the president's security. I mean, when you look at the Israeli prime minister who was assassinated some years ago, what happened? You could see it on the video. He's walking towards a car, and his security kind of line of people absolutely took a step back. The killer was allowed forward, who shot him. I mean, when you control someone's security, you control whether they live or die.
Same thing with Reagan, same thing with JFK,
yes,
same
exactly.
thing with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, the presidents, this is something else that, you know, people new to this need to appreciate. presidents are not in control of the country. They are the vehicle through which those in control of the country introduce legislation and change in society. The president himself is totally expendable. There'll be another one along soon.
They're PR spokesmen.
Well, never more so, Alex, than with Barack Obama, because of his such obvious way that he's welded to that teleprompter, which is written by someone else. So he's an absolute extreme expression of this mouthpiece presidency that we're looking at now. So take him out, bring someone in, he'll read someone else's words in the same way. The show goes on. The president's not important. It's the people behind him. So he's expendable. And as I've said before, if him staying alive and doing what he's doing now is most effective for the agenda, they'll leave it. But if assassinating him and creating the massive reaction to that and change as a result is more better for the agenda, then they'll do that. They're expendable. They'll do what is best for the agenda.
Exactly.
Everyone is expendable to that.
And you've got the Tea Party that's really libertarian, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, anti-New World Order. And it's the real threat to them. They already tried to have the Republicans co-opted. The Tea Parties are suddenly kicking Republicans out in states across the country saying, no, you're not going to co-opt us. It only worked for about a month. Suddenly, now the demonization of the Tea Party. I predict you're going to have bombings, shootings, Tea Party people killing their kids. You're just going to suddenly see all this bad behavior from Tea Party people. And this guy says, In this letter they say is real now. I'm sure it's fake. I mean, you can't trust the providence is my point. They now confirm, though, that they're saying it came from him. That, I mean, this guy says from the 80s he's been in the anti-tax groups. And so we're going to learn all about this now and how bad and, oh, the families and the secretaries that died and the people. I mean, they are going to milk this, and they've got the ADL and others running Austin. I mean, they are as thick as fleas here with their operation. That's why I predicted they were going to false flag Austin. You heard it here over and over again out of all the cities in the country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Okay, our final segment with David Icke, Wayne Paul, CPA, to talk about taxes, and brother of Ron Paul, with us the next hour. But we'll take your calls on the attack in Austin, the media saying kamikaze terror attack by an anti-income tax, anti-government person. You knew it was coming. I called it December 8th, and every week since then I've said they're going to attack Austin, and they're going to blame it on patriots. And I've gone further now in the last 3 weeks saying they're going to try to kill Obama or stage an event to blame it on us. And now Beck says it's the birthers. They're violent, too. They're bad, too. So now most of the Tea Party people, I mean, they are going to set you up, set us up. I want to go back to David Icke. But I also have done 2.5 hours of radio here and TV without plugging one book or video. That's how we fund ourselves. We're not funded by George Soros and the New World Order. We're not funded by anything but you, the listeners, purchasing books, videos, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. So you can watch the show live on TV, high quality, the best downloads of my films. You'll be able to see Jason Burmese's Invisible Empire coming out in a month and a half. First at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA that I've quietly been working on for a year without even talking about it. I don't know. That'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent a day, $5.95 a month membership. Pre-order Jesse Ventura's America Conspiracies for $19.95, already $5 off. Get one of my films free of your choice. That's on the shopping cart right now. Get a free film. It's only like 10 or 15 days or less till we start shipping these now. Drug War II, How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and Narcotics. That's now shipping. Available at Infowars.com. Purchase the books, the videos. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Like David was saying, to educate people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Also support other great activists and researchers and people breaking the spell, getting folks outside the box. Like David Icke at DavidIcke.com. All his great books, videos, materials as well. Okay, David, I've been cutting in a lot because of developing news. When you leave us in about 14 minutes or less, I will come back and recap all the latest developments on the kamikaze attack in Austin, Texas, the suicide letter. This looks completely staged once you leave us. But in the last 14 minutes we have with you, you have the floor. I'm sitting back. In fact, I'm even going to go listen to you in the control room to control myself and not butt in. You have the absolute floor, David Icke.
Well, one of the things that I was going to talk about tonight, and maybe I want to talk about it at another time, really connects into what's been happening today and 9/11 and all the rest of it. Because one of the things that I've been trying to get across to people for years is don't judge what these people will do on the basis of what you will do. Because we fall into the trap, it's easy to do, but when we look through our eyes at the world, we think that everyone else is seeing the world the way we do. It's not like that. And these this network of bloodlines, these Illuminati bloodlines, if we could see through their eyes and through their minds, then we would be utterly shocked at how they see the world. They have no empathy, they have no conscience, and they get a kick out of human suffering, the more the merrier. And over the last 20 years, I've discovered many things, but one thing is very relevant to what I'm talking about now, and that is in every single country, words I've used on my website, the cement that holds the establishment together, the law enforcement, political, business, banking establishment together, is pedophilia and Satanism, and those two networks are utterly, utterly connected. And all over the world, these rings operate, and they abuse children in the most staggering way, torture them, rape them repeatedly, force them to take part in human sacrifice ceremonies. Now, when you start to appreciate that this is actually going on, and these people have the mentality to do that to children, then 3,000 people killed on 9/11, or a million people killed and maimed as a result of the fraudulent invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, etc., takes on new understanding. I'm exposing a story at the moment, which is the microcosm of the macrocosm, which is of a young Down syndrome girl in Scotland. She's not in Scotland now. She's in England. She's had to flee because of the threats and the treatment that she's had when she tried to expose this with her mother. But Holly Gregg exposed the fact that she was repeatedly raped over 14 years by some of the big law enforcement, sheriffs, senior policemen, social workers, a solicitor, accountant, a fire officer, lawyer, vicars and priests and all the rest of it over 14 years. And the police, it's in a place called Aberdeen in the north east of Scotland, in an area called the Grampian region, which is infamous for Satanism and paedophilia, I can tell you. Scotland is, you know, Scotland's a major world center for all of this stuff. It's not called the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry for nothing, the biggest secret society in the world. And this girl, Holly Gregg, when she started to bring this out, the Grampian police refused to investigate it. The procurator fiscal, the person that decides if a prosecution is going ahead, a lady called Elish Angelioni, refused to take it forward. She's now since become the Lord Advocate of Scotland, the top legal person in Scotland. She has refused at that level to let the case go forward to court and be investigated. And now we have had, over the last few days, a journalist called Robert Green, who's been helping the family and exposing it and getting the evidence together, who went up to Aberdeen late last week, and he was going to stand for Parliament on this single issue of what has happened to Holly Gregg and the way the establishment in Scotland has raped and treated her. And incidentally, this Scottish paedophile satanic establishment was served by a man called Thomas Hamilton, who was the guy who killed 16 children when he took four guns into Dunblane Primary School many years ago and blew them away. He was a Freemasonic paedophile and procurer of children for this Scottish elite. Famous people you see on the news all the time and running courts and what have you. And he was arrested when he went there last week just to talk about this case and the evidence he had. He was held over the weekend, put in court on Monday, bailed on a charge of breach of the peace, which in Scotland is much wider. And basically, if anyone's going to be upset, then you're in a breach of the peace. Talk about political correctness as personified in a law. And he's been bailed to appear again later and gagged from speaking about this case. His video on YouTube is being taken down, all different aspects of it, very, very, very quickly. And if people go into my website, they can read the whole story. And what I'm saying is that this paedophile satanic network is operating in Scotland, and it goes out right into the Scottish government, right into the Westminster government, right into the British government. And because these different rings, these national paedophile satanic rings, connect into other rings, exactly the same thing is happening in America, in North America, in Canada, in the United States. Everywhere you go, you see the same pattern. Australia is a major, major center of paedophilia and Satanism. And you always find that the key people in the establishment, whenever you investigate them, Alex, you go down the road of one thing leads to another. It always leads to paedophilia and Satanism. And I'm sure Father George Bush will confirm that.
So, and again, we have the mainstream news articles out of Scotland that anyone that tries to even go speak in public is being arrested. They're saying disturbing the peace. I mean, is there no free speech in the UK?
Well, what there's this law firm called Levy and McRae in Edinburgh, who's representing this Lord Advocate of Scotland, Eilish Angelini. And why is a law firm representing her? She's the top legal person in Scotland, for goodness sake. Make a statement, woman. We have a situation where there's a classic murder involved in this, Alex. Indeed, what we're talking about today in terms of cover-ups and everything, Holly Griggs' uncle, her mother's brother, he died in an alleged car fire in 1997. And the authorities, the same Grampian authorities that we're looking at, they said, oh, he died of smoke inhalation because he died in a car fire and probably suicide. They've now got hold of the post-mortem report and found that he was bashed severely around the skull before he died. He'd got two broken ribs, a broken breastbone. He had whiskey forced down his throat, and he hated whiskey. He wouldn't drink it. And there were signs in the post-mortem said of a pickaxe shaft being used. And the authorities in the Grampian said, oh, it was smoke inhalation. We now know that's a lie. And Holly Gregg told her mother that her uncle, this guy who was clearly murdered and covered up, had actually walked in and found Holly's father having sex with her and went crazy. And shortly after, this guy ends up in a car fire. And that wasn't investigated by the police in Grampian or the law enforcement people in Grampian, a number of which have been named by Holly Gregg as her abusers. So this is an extreme.
But David,
story,
I don't understand.
It's happening everywhere, Alex. This is going on all over the world every day.
But I mean, that's why I don't understand, because this is in some of the Scottish major newspapers that they're saying this, and there have been these cases, and then lawyers and people that are involved and supporters go into a city, and it says they're arrested for no reason. I mean,
well, exactly. But you know, the BBC, they approached Holly Gregg and her mother, and they started to do a major documentary on BBC Scotland, BBC Radio Scotland, and one of the major current affairs strands in Britain called Panorama on the BBC. It was all going well. They were getting their evidence together. The person who was running the documentary said, we found a lot more evidence of paedophilia of other people in Scotland. Other people are being abused in the same way. Yeah, the reporter said, this is a report that's going to go around the world when this comes out. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the reporter calls Robert Green and says, we can't run the story because we've been threatened that if we do anything more on this or investigate any more paedophilia in Scotland by the establishment, we're all going to be sacked. So there is a massive cover-up. And, you know, when you look at the Franklin cover-up in Omaha, Nebraska, with John W. DeCamp and all that story, when you look at that, it takes on exactly the same theme and background as what's being uncovered now in Scotland, because, you know, it's a blueprint, Alex, and it operates everywhere, and the scum needs to come to the top so we can see it, and it is coming. It is coming.
Well, David, you're over in England. You're over, you know, close to Scotland. I don't really know anything about this case. I just saw it in the news and then noticed that you'd been reporting and talking about it. And overall, though, we do have the Washington Times and other publications about the hundreds of visits of top gay prostitutes, madams. We have reporters that turn out to be madams, hundreds of midnight visits. And it seems to be a Republican thing, though Democrats seem to be involved. We have all the orgies going on at Bohemian Grove that mainstream publications have reported. You know, Chad Savage, the top gay porn star, you know, they hire porn stars for each person who are their, quote, valets. And, I mean, it just shows, I guess this is a guild of people. I mean, is this like, say, an East Side gang in Austin or South Side gang in L.A., the meaner the gang, or to get higher level, you got to mug somebody, kill an old lady, burn down a house. It gets worse and worse. And they say they do that so that you're compromised. I mean, is that what this is all about? Or
Well, Alex, there's two reasons for it. And by the way, while it's in my mind, you know, Holly Gregg is Down syndrome. Now, people will find this hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. Raping and having sex with a Down syndrome children is considered a kick, a big kick, a big thing to do within the pedophile satanic network. So sick are they. And there's actually a big underground porn video, child porn video industry involving Down syndrome people. It's unbelievable. There's two basic reasons for it. One's very deep. It's to do with energy. It's to do, on one level, with vampiring the energy of children. There's something about the energy pre-puberty that these people want. And during the act of sex, they're sucking the energy, that prepubescent energy, out of the child. That's one level of it, but there are many other reasons. But one is, as you say, first of all, I've used this word, it's the cement that holds it together. Well, what it is in two ways. First of all, it creates this everyone's dependent on everyone else, because everyone knows about everyone else. And then there's the fear. If you want to get out and you don't want to do what they say in terms of political, banking, business decisions, etc., that you ain't got a way out, mate, because if you want to get out, okay, fine, but this will be in the post to somebody. And so it this fear holds these people in servitude to the masters who run the operation. And so I'm not kidding you. If people think this is extreme, the British government, like the Scottish government, is run by people who are in fear of exposure from some of this stuff. Honestly, and that's not just in this country, it's all over the world. You get someone involved in this, they are, when they say jump and do this and introduce this legislation, change this and do that, you break the Olympic high jump record because you know the consequences of not doing it.
Well, I've got the Press and Journal report out of the UK, and it says sex abuse family legal advisor arrested. Campaigner was going to hand out leaflets, and they say that you're not allowed to do that in Scotland. So, they are sure acting like, I mean, don't they know that that's only going to make this blow up that much bigger?
Well, you know, Alex, we've come back to what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about how the network, the families, the Illuminati are getting desperate because this stuff is coming out and people are opening their minds to it, and so it's becoming more difficult for them. So they're doing desperate things. This paedophile satanic ring in Scotland is now in that same stage of desperation because suddenly it's come across people. My website, and there's one called UK Column, which is followed this, and he's a very, very good website to go to for this information. People like Colin Green, who's been right at the center of it, this journalist, who are simply not going to bow to the intimidation. And as they get more desperate, they do desperate things. And as I said earlier about what is happening today, when you do desperate things, you do things more blatantly, and even more people see what's going on. And so this guy's gone up. He's planning to stand for Parliament on this single issue, like I say, to hand out leaflets and tell people what's going on, because the pathetic jelly-boned Scottish media won't tell them.
Well, so David,
do this extreme thing to stop him.
David,
they're desperate.
I really appreciate you joining us. We'll continue to watch your reporting on this, and hopefully you'll get to the bottom of it. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem, Alex. See you soon. Bye.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone.
This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, I had Wayne Paul coming up, but we're going to reschedule him because of what's happening with the kamikaze attack that's being reported in North Austin that happened at about 9:55 or so in the morning Central Standard Time. We're going to open the phones up. I know I had a lot of callers that called in and then hung up who said they were working at the buildings or had family that were. The FBI came in, took all the videos. I want listeners to be able to respond to what has happened. The governor has now put out a statement. The FBI is saying this guy burned down his ex-wife's house, and then they say, or his own home. It's all very confusing. They're saying that he then got in an airplane and flew it into the building this morning in Austin. Then, searching, we found the website, his website. In fact, we actually broke this. The Statesman then about 20 minutes after confirmed it. They went and checked the IP address, the registration, which we were already doing. It was Joe Stack, the person that allegedly did this, the kamikaze attack, the terror attack. It's his website. It's embeddedart.com. And then linked off of that was his suicide supposed letter. Now, we've got to find out where that was uploaded from, the IP records, the IP address records. Did somebody else upload that? That's being looked into right now. And, of course, he's an anti-income tax person who says that he's being harassed and persecuted. And after I take calls coming up in the next hour, I want to read over what's being called his manifesto. Now, all the latest boil downs on this news is being posted and has been posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can read his manifesto there, our comments, hear his voicemail message. It's all up there at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But at first they were saying they didn't know if it was done by design. Witnesses said that the plane accelerated straight into the building, that it was level, that it looked like it was focused, is what pilots have told the news that witnessed it. One pilot in particular. But what we know with these government stories is you never know what the truth is. And oh my gosh. T35 Hosting has taken his website down. Why would you do that? I mean, you've got his manifesto. It doesn't name anybody. It just talks about the government. We need to find out how it was uploaded. We need to find out the internet records of this. But no. Now, remember what happened last year in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when this Marine kills three cops, and then the government and a guy that writes routinely for the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, he writes articles about how great they are, one of their local guys. There's thousands of IP addresses in his computer. He's visited thousands of websites, including Fox News and others that came out later, CNN. And he visited Infowars.com, and they had people on the street day one saying he was a fan of me. Then we go and find his actual comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he hated me because I wasn't a white supremacist. So within 2 hours of him killing three cops, within 2 hours of them getting the computers, the first thing that the individual writing for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I went back and looked at his past articles, he's one of the guys that, you know, demonizes the hate groups and praises the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, they target Alex Jones. And they later had to do a retraction in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, so did a bunch of other publications, because it came out he hated me. So I've known that they're targeting us for a while along these lines. Now you have this guy, supposedly a kind of an anti-New World Order guy, supposedly kamikazing in Austin. Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fourth and final hour of this live radio broadcast on this Thursday, the 18th day of February 2010. We are now going to have open phones. They have now removed Mr. Stack's reported business website that was linked on the front page to his suicide slash manifesto, supposedly. It has now been pulled by the hosting company. We printed it off, so we have the only copy of it out there. It's not cash. We're looking for it. They're in there making copies of it. We are here in Austin, Texas, where this is all unfolding and taking place. I'm going to continue to give you the latest developments and recap this. We've got reporters on the scene. But right now, let's go to your calls quickly. Grant in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My phone call is extremely important. I talked to the guy who answered your phone, and I told him it wasn't related to the plane crash, but he let me on. Can I please go on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My producers were talking to me. I wasn't ignoring you. They just popped in. Say it again.
Okay. I talked to the guy who answered your phone, and I told him this is not related to the plane crash, but it's very important. Can I please go on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've been on hold since David Icke, before he started talking about...
I'm going to have to let you go in just a minute, though. I can't have any more prefaces. Just say what you want.
Okay. I made a website about never before revealed... veiled symbolism in the Great Seal of the United States that relates to Masonic emblems that relate to the Great Seal. Can I give you the web address?
Yeah, go ahead and do your plug, man.
Okay, it's www.greatseal, all letters together, www.webs.com. That's www.
I gotta go. I gotta go. I told you. No, come on. I mean, normally 99% of the time it's just wide open phones, however you want. I'm really trying to get people's response to this. You know, they're going to try to frame everybody with this attack now, don't you? You know, I predicted this would happen in Austin. I mean, come on. This is serious business. They're trying to suppress our whole peaceful retaking of the states to get our country back. If we don't do this, the banks are going to suck us all dry. We do lots of shows on symbolism, but I'll check it out, okay? Heather in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say that I was watching Fox News. We're not fans of Fox News, but I figured it would be quite hilarious to watch what they were going to be saying and listening to your show at the same time and how their stories have changed every 2 minutes and getting everyone's perspectives on this. But we do recall listening to you and you talking about a staged attack in Austin, and then I heard you say that, and I just think it's a great thing what you do, Alex. You tell the truth, and it's so much better than anybody watching Fox News and Glenn Beck and all these other crazy people that think that they're constitutionalists and they're not. And we just applaud you and commend you. We're David Icke fans. He was great today, and we just wanted to say thank you for you doing what you do to let everybody try to wake up in this country that we're living in that's so god-awful. Everyone thinks it's just so great.
Well, God bless you, Heather. What we need listeners to do, because all of my team is working their fingers to the bone, and we don't mark down our predictions. I have probably said 50 times or more that they're going to stage a terror attack in Austin and blame it on the anti-New World Order True Tea Party. And I've told you they're going to try to kill Obama or stage an attempt to come after us. Now, I said that a while back. Now, Beck and them are following that as a pre-programmed point, saying that, and they've expanded it from not just 9/11 truthers in the Tea Parties. Now they're saying any patriots, anybody that thinks Obama wasn't born in the U.S. I mean, it's so obvious. Folks, we've got COINTELPRO stuff going on so many facets, on so many fronts, in so many ways. I mean, that December 8th article that Aaron Dykes wrote from the NPR interview with the admitted federal informant, and I told you that was the case back the year before last at the Republican National Convention in Minnesota, where these people would not go firebomb. And then he just kept pushing them and then tried to set them up, and then they arrested him. And then the firebombing of the governor's mansion. And then the firebomb, and they tried... And then the same person reportedly tried to get them to firebomb Brave New Books. Then they tried to set me up. I mean, this is bad, folks.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember a week and a half ago, this Obama-obsessed supporter, this professor goes and shoots and kills three people? The media didn't make any big deal out of that. Just a complete nut, because Obama is the establishment person. But the Democratic operatives are everywhere on the Democratic Underground and the Fox Nation website. I hope these sites follow the IP addresses back to the Democrats, are blaming the Tea Parties. This article is up on prisonplanet.com right now. And I need listeners to go back to the audio files, the YouTubes, everywhere, because we can't do this, but millions of you can find it quickly. And email it to showtips@infowars.com, because you know I predict all this with total precision. I don't even know how I do it. We don't make a lot of predictions. I think I made like five the last year, and they basically all came true. I see their pre-programming. It's like asking somebody who can hit a baseball really good, how do you do it? Well, you just, or, you know, a little bit of training, research, but you've just got the right stuff. Or how does a high jumper do what they do? Or how does somebody paint a beautiful oil painting? How does some children are naturals at music, others aren't? I mean, I've got a lot of gifts. All of us have gifts. But the most important thing of thousands of pieces of info I collate to come up with my information, kind of when the data card pops out, is years of research on subjects, and then it finally all comes together. And then the data card kind of pops out, and that's the answer. And it looks easy, but it's not. But it's the gleam in their eye. You know, I taped this. I had two employees at the time. I would just, with VHS tape, you know, those TV sets that had the VHS player recorder on the bottom, I would just record Fox News, CNN, and I would run on the treadmill in 2001 almost every day at like 5 o'clock and flip around on the channels. And I would watch about an hour or two a day while I was doing research online and things of television on in the background. I got to where it was so painful to watch and made me so upset and so angry that I pretty much have quit watching television except for little boil down YouTube clips. The listeners kind of collate that for everybody and activists out there. And I remember watching Hardball with Chris Matthews about 3 months before 9/11. And I already had a lot of other evidence they were going to attack the World Trade Center again and use bin Laden. But he had Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the CFR Commission, kind of the twin of the PNAC people, Project for New American Century. And I had just read PNAC around that time, how they needed a new Pearl Harbor event and all this. And I'd seen Rand Corporation saying the same thing. And I saw them having an evil celebration together. Rudman, Hart, and Chris Matthews. And it was like 3 months before 9/11. So somebody go find those archives. And I'm sitting there on the treadmill running. And I've got headphones on to listen to it, plugged into the TV across the room. In the old days, it wasn't wireless. It was low-tech, you know, string across the room, wire. And People always ask how I know this stuff. This is just one little snapshot example when it really hit me. And they were saying life's about to change in America. And Chris Matthews was getting excited saying, I'm so honored. Thank you for revealing this. And he was, and they were acting, they were all twittering around. Psychopaths like to do stuff in public in front of everyone. This is why Matthews hates my guts so much, because he knows I've reported this a lot. And they said, yeah, you're going to have big things. Troops are going to be on the streets in America. Things are going to change. You're going to see big things happen with tall buildings. And I knew the feds had bombed the World Trade Center the first time, cooked the bomb, trained the driver, provocateured it. And I knew they were already starting to hype bin Laden's going to get us in the media. And the Pentagon was saying, once we get attacked, life's going to change. We're going to take over. They were prepping the police and everybody for this. They meant to hit the Capitol with one of the other planes, the Pennsylvania plane, but it didn't, thank God, because the military didn't follow orders and did the right thing and shot the plane down. And it all just hit me, and I went on, and I thought about it a few weeks and went on air and said, you know, specifically World Trade Center, bin Laden, next 2 months. And it's the same thing, but a no-brainer with the flu. It's a no-brainer. We have emergency managers on in Indiana. We get Bureau of Prisons, California, New York, other reports. We get the actual secret documents. You know, don't distribute this to the public. The state of New York with Homeland Security wants you to get ready for hundreds of thousands dead per cemetery. You know, how many can you bury? They were telling the emergency manager the same thing. Harden your police stations for martial law. Get ready. The public's going to attack you. And it's going to be flu-based. It's going to be a flu pandemic that causes this. So I went on air and said, the feds are saying this is going to happen. We're not saying that. But they're going to try martial law through this. And then they tried the forced inoculation in New York, Massachusetts, and other states. That actually happened, remember? And it's the same thing. When we've got COINTELPRO like cockroaches in a cheap restaurant at 3 a.m. or a cheap motel running around, and they're trying to set us up on every front, and they're coming out of the woodwork, and they're trying to connect us somehow, and cops are around my office to the bombing at the firebombing at the Molotov attack. And then I learn a federal informant, the same one that set people up with Molotovs in Minnesota, and the same one connected to hanging out with a Palestinian that got murdered, is trying to get Brave New Books firebombed, and I realize Austin's the center of the resistance, and literal people have all moved here just to attack me. They come set up shop, we're patriots, attack Jones, ah! You know, I mean, it's just, whoa! You know, endless lies, endless fraud, and you can't, it's not, you, I guess you could sue COINTELPRO, because then that's what they want. It slows you down, it ties you in. But it's almost good they've been attacking me, because it let me know what was going on, and there was a lot of other data that came in. And so I've been telling you for the last 6 months, really, but intensely since December, they're going to stage a terror attack and blame it on patriots in Austin. 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 And I'm telling you, that's in their card. It looks like they've played it. Other terror attacks. God, I predicted it all. I predicted attacks on airplanes in December, like 2 weeks before, because it's all the prepping. And I'm predicting they're going to try to kill or stage an attack that won't be real. The president, Barack Hussein Obama, because that's how they get to play the part of victims. And I'm telling you, folks, because we're kicking their butt, they see us rising against them, everything they do is falling apart, they're going to pull the stops out. I'm telling you. There's a lot more goes into it, but that's basic. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
You bet. I regretfully congratulate you on the accuracy of what's going on. I'm not surprised at all to see this. I think it's important that despite having to deal with this and potentially get the word out that, you know, this looks like a staged occurrence, that focus remain on continuing to support Deborah Medina, getting the word out like you were talking about regarding Palin and Perry.
Oh, that's another thing. Now Perry, Just like the hurricane got his approval rating up from 20 points. He was down at like 20. It got up to 40. Now it's back down to low 30s. He'll now get to grandstand, and he is grandstanding. And again, why would they stage something just for a governor? Because if he goes down, the states' rights movement gets a huge boost, which is the number one threat to the New World Order.
Absolutely. And I think at this point, if nothing else, because of the points that you made regarding Palin.
I told you yesterday they were about to stage something and come after us in Austin.
Absolutely. And what needs to happen at this point, if nothing else, hey, Palin needs to be, if Palin and Perry ought to be tied in somehow with this, and certainly put out there to say, hey, look, you know what? We do have Palin as a supporter. And if they're going to blame this whole thing on truthers or, you know, and tenthers or what have you, we've got Palin in support of a 9/11.
But see, Fox doesn't want to damage Beck. So that's why the last month he's been positioning himself going, we're the good Tea Party. We're not violent. But there are these birthers and truthers that want to bomb things and kill the president. I promise you they're about to attack. Now, I was already saying they were setting us up before, but now he's pre-positioning to go, we're the good Tea Party, we're the Republicans, but we've got a clean house. There's a fight happening for the soul of the Tea Party. I mean, it's totally clear it's staged. Mike, how can people not see this?
And that's why it needs to be continued, that we continue to share this with other people. We continue to go to these radio stations and say, hey, look how clear the path is, and lay it out for them. You know, spoon feed them the baby food, because they're not going to see it on their own. So
it's the Republicans and Obama working together to suppress the rebellion and states' rights resistance. They're all working in tandem together. Look at Joe Biden saying he's worried about lone nut terror attacks 2 days ago.
Well, I would encourage you, Alex, to continue with the types of videos that you just put out where you spell it all out. Because I had a friend call me last night, actually, and said, hey, I'm watching Glenn Beck. Isn't he awesome? I said, absolutely not. And I tried to explain to him, and he says, I don't get all that politics stuff. I just know I'm enjoying watching Beck. I said, well, then you got to go over to InfoWars, and you got to watch this video, and it'll explain it to you very clearly. And that's what people need. People need it in simple baby steps like that to introduce to them where these problems are, why this stuff is not just, as he said, Glenn Beck just tells it like it is. No, he doesn't.
Absolutely. You know? I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. Again, Tea Party people are now coming out saying this is all our fault. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Austin plane crash labeled right-wing domestic terror attack by Obama supporters. We knew how this was going to go. It's already happening. Counter them now, day one.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
As it develops minute by minute with the now what the feds are calling kamikaze attack in Austin by a anti-IRS protester against the IRS, oh boy, as it all develops, we're posting it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, man. This is just so bad. It just confirms everything I already knew. Just gets worse and worse by the minute. But the good news is not that many people were killed. One is too many. This guy supposedly died. One other person's missing. A couple were hurt real bad. And that's terrible. But, you know, you can have an 18-wheeler overturn and kill 20, 30 people on the highway, and it doesn't even hardly make the news. This is terrible, though, and they are going to really push it. And you add all the other weird airplane stuff going on, people supposedly trying to open the door on a big plane out west. We got the flight numbers here. Another bomb threat grounding another plane. It just goes on and on and on. And then simultaneously, the feds show up all over the country. Fourth Amendment trashes, airport tyranny hits the streets, setting up airport-style checkpoints everywhere. I mean, this is all coordinated. Once you learn how they operate, it's so clear. And pray for InfoWars.com. Pray for me. Pray for my staff. Pray for my crew. Pray for all of us here, because I just learned yesterday, high levels, you know, inside the system, directly in a meeting with Rick Perry, that they are very upset about Deborah Medina leading the state's rights charge, myself and Ron Paul. And it's kind of creepy being the center of attention of the New World Order. JC in Ohio, then William, Robert, Cameron, Blake, and others. JC, go ahead.
First, I would like you to know that, you know, your show, it's being censored. Every time that, you know, you listen to it, you know, you can hear like little blanks going in and out of what you're saying. So, you know, one should be aware of that.
Well, how are you listening to us?
Well, I'm listening to you over the net and through my phone. And, you know, I listen to you over my net, and, you know, I thought maybe it must have been my Skype, because, you know, I got Skype credit and listened to you through it. But through the phone, you know, it still blanks in and out. So, I mean, you know, it may be, you know, some a technical difficulty with maybe your media or something.
How often is that happening?
Well, it's happened for the last 3 days, ever since I've been listening to you. You know, it blanks in and out, you know, of what you're saying. You know, I'm really not for sure, you know, about what's going on, but, you know, sure that you...
Well, I want to ask the listeners, are other people having this... Let me ask Matt, one of the IT guys. Hey, Matt, are you getting reports of the internet cutting in and out? Okay, well, we'll have to check into that. I appreciate your call, JC. William in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's Maryland. I'll have a copy of that guy's manifesto on my site. I'm not going to plug it. Ticket 152272. That way you can get it. Secondly, cell phone networks are highly regulated and censored. They usually have very low data caps. And so anything that starts using bandwidth, like your show, they'll start chopping it. So it's probably not your end. It's probably him listening on his cell phone. I'm on a cable modem, and I'm not having any problems. Check out that ticket. You can get a copy of this guy's manifesto. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Yes, sir. We have a copy of his manifesto. Paul Watson actually found it first, and the Statesman broke it in the mainstream media a couple hours ago. Yes. Yes, we have his manifesto. Thank you, William. Robert in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Howdy, this is Robert. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this airplane attack.
Yes.
I'm going to hold off judgment for myself whether or not this is a false flag or not. I believe it might be a real attack that's being twisted to fit their agenda.
And it just so happens to be Austin, like I predicted, and it just so happens to be an anti-globalist. I don't know, man.
I don't know, but then again, they can use it against you.
Have you seen all this heating up? Have you seen all the preparation for this?
That's true. That's true. But at the same time, I'm reading this guy's manifesto, and he says that he's intentionally doing this to make them.
But we don't know. Listen, listen. Let me explain something. Gary Webb, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning book and articles, Dark Alliance on CIA drug dealing, they came in his house, they shot him twice in the head, and they had him before they killed him. They said, we're going to kill your family. That's how it works if you don't write this up. Now, in that case, we know he was being threatened and said he would never commit suicide. Same thing with the D.C. madam. In this case, we don't know who put this on his website. We don't know he really wrote this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time with it because part of his manifesto sounds right, part of it doesn't.
Tell you what, Robert, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Exactly. You read this, it's like these fake Al-Qaeda letters the feds have been caught putting out. They're always real twisted and weird. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda,
They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Well, the building hasn't collapsed yet in North Austin from the airplane strike. They were telling the locals, though. Our reporters, Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, were out there. Oh, it's probably going to collapse because everybody knows when a plane crashes into a building, it collapses. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but it collapsed. Incredible. Now, this is another story here. I said hours and hours before they took the alleged kamikaze attacker of the IRS facility, the IRS office building in North Austin, I said we needed to get the internet records, and a lot of good internet people know how to get into people's websites. And I thought to myself, if they take that website down, there's no reason to do it. They're trying to cover something up, and they're grabbing all the video footage. You'd think, well, that's for the investigation. No. So when you go to Stack's website, embeddedart.com, we have this all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says this website has been taken offline due to the sensitive nature of the events that transpired in Texas this morning and in compliance with the request from the FBI. If you want to see the original letter, please see the archived version of The Smoking Gun. And we have it, of course. Watson first discovered this, and then The Statesman picked it up, and The Smoking Gun. We have it saved up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. So the FBI request they take the site down. Isn't there even danger of losing it if they do that? But archive.org has it. They already had it because they basically saved most of the sites. The Wayback Machine, I bet, has it. All these other sites that save sites. This is very suspicious. This gets worse by the minute. I want to continue with Robert, Dan, Cameron, Blake, and Guy. I was going to have this fellow on for about 20 minutes today, but because of this story, we're focusing mainly on what could be a false flag attack, could be a random nut, but it doesn't look good with all the pre-preparation we've seen. The New York Times, Newsweek, all these publications attacking me. My crew all read the Texas Monthly cover story they did. In fact, you guys have that article? Is there a copy left around here? It's one of the fairest pieces I've seen, but still a hit piece, still deceptive. And I wanted to take issue with it and go over some of the disinformation in it. I'll have to do that later in the week, tomorrow, Sunday, or next week, because all this is overshadowed. But Alex Jones is about to explode, is the article. And scroll down. I don't know if they have any of the other photos that are actually in the actual magazine. But it's just something else. The point is, all this media is covering us. I wouldn't even call this a hit piece. I think Blakesley, the guy that wrote it, is a nice guy and really believes what he wrote. Just some of it's wrong. Basic stuff. Like I said, no, we had the 9/11 Truth Conference in 2006 in Los Angeles, and it says 2007. They didn't change that. It says, I said we would have martial law from the flu outbreak. No, I said the feds were preparing for it, and we're going to try to test it. I gave them the videos. I gave them the evidence of where I said it. Didn't matter. It's in the article. Stuff like that. The point is that media all over the place isn't going to give us attention unless we're being built up to be destroyed. And they're attacking the Tea Parties. They're attacking the anti-Federal Reserve people because the globalists are on the ropes. They're in trouble. Let's go to Anthony Heil from We Are Change Ohio, who in October of 2008 at a campaign event got Sarah Palin to talk about she wants a new 9/11 investigation. Now, that's more than what Deborah Medina said, saying, well, I agree people have a right to their own opinions. Beck made a big deal out of that, but here's his darling going further than her. This story is getting out there to a lot of people to show the hypocrisy, but now we're not really talking about that today because of the attack. But I know you're a listener, Anthony. Have you not heard me break down all these different facets? Do you agree with me that this looks very suspicious, or what's your take on this attack?
Well, Alex, it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck. So, I mean, we don't have all the information right now, but as we saw before back over the summer, the Von Broom fella, right after this incident happened, Glenn Beck was immediately saying, oh, look, it's this guy's a hero to the 9/11 truthers. So the media is definitely going to use this and try and spin it in some way, because we're seeing that the Tea Parties are failing. The Republican co-opt of the Tea Parties are completely failing.
And by the way, they are. I mean, Nevada, Arizona, California, Texas, major Tea Party original groups are saying, we are not with the Republicans. Get out of here.
Right. I mean, the Ron Paul and the 9/11 Truth Group started the Tea Party movement. We started that in 2006, 2007, and now it's being hijacked by people like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, and people aren't falling for it. They're tired of Democrats. They're tired of Republicans. People are hungry for a new solution. And
the controlled liberal media tried to label it as a right-wing thing. That's failing.
It's failing completely.
Because if it's not a right-wing thing, it's a populist constitutional thing, and we can get liberals and conservatives to agree on getting our country back.
Exactly, and they're definitely afraid of people like Deborah Medina, who is a true constitutionalist candidate, and that's why Glenn Beck, he mentioned 9/11 just out of the blue, just like in 2007, when Ron Paul, they asked him during the primary debate, they tried to group him in with 9/11 truthers. He just said, that's their free speech, that's what they can do, I'm not associated with, I have my own views. And it's happening again, and it's just disgusting. And I think this really shows Glenn Beck, this really shows his true colors and who he's working for.
Well, I agree with you, and I hope this isn't staged. I hope this was just a nut or somebody who was really mad at the IRS and did something terrible. But they're already spinning it in the media. Headline, right-wing domestic terror attack. Austin plane crash labeled right-wing domestic terror attack by Obama supporters. They're already out there with their talking points pushing this to now demonize the Tea Party and label it as right-wing and extreme.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a co-op. Like I said before, the co-op of the Tea Party movement, the freedom movement, the constitutional movement, the neocons that have been trying to co-opt that, it's completely failing in their face. And it just looks like they're getting desperate. I mean, like I said, we don't know. This just happened today. But hopefully it doesn't come out as being as David Icke would say, a problem, reaction, solution.
Well, they know that if they immediately posted on his site, and the way they would do this is they'd kill him, stick him in a plane, remote control him into the building. That's even better than classic mind control. That's a classic op. And there's a good chance that's what happened. Again, I predicted exactly what would come out with the underwear bomber. 3 or 4 days after it happened, they let him on the plane. They got him on. Somebody else was there. They were videotaping it in the drill to make him think it was part of a drill. They set him up. They blocked him from being on watch list. The government ordered the State Department to let him on board as part of an intelligence operation. Same thing with the 9/11 hijackers. We've had the former head of the embassy where they got through from Saudi Arabia here confirming that. You know, we've learned their fingerprints. We've learned what makes them operate. We've learned how they tick. And so looking at this and looking at all the preparation and looking at everything that goes into it, if it's a staged op, look for them to find more and to find out he's a 9/11 truther and to find out he's a birther. Because, again, they'll give you something that's just kind of wider against the IRS at first, because they know if they come out with him being a 9/11 truther immediately, people won't buy that. But look for them to get you hooked and to where it's broadly demonizing anybody that doesn't like the IRS and then expand it out from there. Boy, if we see that. Anything else, Anthony?
Well, yeah, this event definitely needs to be investigated. I mean, look at the underwear bomber. Why did they let him into the country without even a passport? So, anyways, what I was going to talk about is when I talked to Sarah Palin back in late 2008, I went to this event. I was by myself. I didn't get good camera angle. I didn't have anybody to come with me, so it was very difficult to angle it. But I asked her, I said, you know, would you support the victim's family members and first responders who were calling for a new investigation? She said, I do twice. And she even asked me myself. She said, were you affected? Do you have friends? And I told her, yeah, I have friends. I have friends and people that have been affected directly. And she said, I do. And this was bad. Like I said, this was about 2 months after John McCain had, this was 2 months after John McCain announced her as being vice president. So it was just kind of on a whim. I was by myself. It was right in my hometown. So I asked her, and the question is, Alex, why is it that Glenn Beck, who has been propping up Sarah Palin, she said more about 9/11 and supporting a new investigation than even Deborah Medina?
No, you're absolutely right, Anthony. And give us the Ohio We Are Change website.
Sure. It's wearechangeohio.org. We're going to do a showing of Terror Storm this weekend on Saturday. That's up on our meetup. You can just go to meetup.com/OhioWeAreChange. And we're going to keep the ball rolling here in Ohio.
God bless you, my friend. Keep it up. I'm going to go to some more calls here. I'm going to close out the show here and go to some more calls. I may even come back live. I've got to do some international television right when the show ends, but I'm probably going to end up coming back live on the web streams only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or on the free iPhone app if you want to listen. And we may fire it back up at PrisonPlanet.tv as well for folks. So look for me to be gone about 30 minutes once the show ends, and you'll get to hear me live on air today as this unfolded. And as we say, isn't an accident. We hope it's an accident, probably an accident. As we then learn that the guy burned a house down, supposedly stole the plane, that he didn't steal the plane. Now the FBI has ordered his website taken down. Very suspicious. You'll get to hear all that broken down. I'm probably going to pop back in. In fact, for sure later this evening, I got to talk to my crew. We'll post it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because this is too big, too important. It's like on 9/11 when I ended up doing like 12, 14 hours on Genesis. This is just too important. So, and then, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for all the AM and FM global shortwave satellite listeners. But now you understand why these subjects and these issues are so important. False flag terror is the key to everything the New World Order does. They're staged crises. They're fake global warming. They're fake swine flu. They're fake terror. This is how they get it done, and it's been declassified. This is how they get it done. Let's jam in some more phone calls right now. Who's up next here? Robert? All right, we're going to go. I told Robert, he's going to be able to finish up. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes. One of the things that I wanted to talk about this attack was how they use preemptive psychology. It's like, how do you explain it? It's like they don't wait for people to get mad enough to do it themselves. So they do it
and clamp it down before people start doing it themselves.
Well, this is what they do. This is what they do. Exactly. I've likened it to the way they put out an oil well fire by rolling up a big wheelbarrow full of dynamite. The big explosion knocks it out. And that's what they do. But they're not really doing it to stop violence. They're doing it to discredit a movement. Oh, look, you can't have states' rights. You can't have pro-Second Amendment. Those people are Tim McVeigh. Oh, look, you don't like the IRS? You're not going to fly a plane into a building, are you? And then it also gets the government all in an us-against-them mentality, hating the population even more, putting in the naked body scanners as suppressors. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's not that I condone violence or any way, shape, or form, but it's like, okay, if it got bad enough to people start doing this stuff, they've done got your number, they've done said that you're crazy long before you've done it, so that you all...
Exactly! No, exactly. They stage lots of fake terror, knowing that when they start FEMA camping and taking more people's children, that peoples are going to defend themselves. And then everybody's already labeled as terrorist. Very good point. Because they've already had all these senseless things against innocent people. I agree with you. Anything else?
I think that this is going to be used against you personally. I think that they chose Austin to put the globalist, magnifying glass over Austin, and you're going to be the little ant right there beside that building. And they're going to say, you're the one that caused this. It was your words, your ideals, and you are going to be made an example of.
I agree with you. If not this event, others. They clearly did the event, but their people had been identified by then, so they couldn't blame me for the governor's mansion or one of my supporters. And, I mean, they're clearly... Last night I woke up in the middle of the night realizing a lot of other pieces, because when you're exhausted after doing 4 hours of radio, it's really hard to be truly articulate. But in the middle of the night when you wake up with these epiphanies of understanding, you already knew it subconsciously. It's just becoming conscious now. All these big interviews that Fox, CNN, MSNBC, HBO, I've discovered they're all in the last year been making documentaries about tea parties and how they're going to be violent extremists. All to air in April. And last night and this morning, I was planning to come on air and say, but no one will believe it now because I didn't make the prediction, but you know all the others I made, that they're going to blow up IRS buildings. I think they're going to do lots of stuff, and do it in April. Blow up IRS buildings on April 15th, or April 19th, or try to blow them up, and then they're going to have all these documentaries already made, ready to come out and demonize us when this is the big top story. Kind of like they knew Kennedy was going to die, and they produced videos for all the TV stations 6 months before with his brain tumor. Kind of like U.S. troops were already massing all around Afghanistan in the 3 months before 9/11. I mean, they have to preposition this stuff. And so that's the key to intelligence. Before I ever studied the declassified manuals on military intelligence in the field, how you gather it, the government can keep what it's doing secret in the actual manuals. But if you see an army massing across the line from you, you know, that's a basic form of intelligence. They're getting ready for an attack. And, of course, then they know other armies understand that, so they constantly mass troops over and over again till you get conditioned to accept it. This is all a military scientific mind. People who say, oh, military intelligence, that's an oxymoron. Yeah, the military runs this country. They got guys up there with 180 IQs running the entire show, thousands of them. And they're all compartmentalized, and they've got mega organizational geniuses over that. And they, this myth that government's wasteful and bad and screws up, they always have stories about little things that are going on. It's all designed to be wasteful. It's all designed to bankrupt you. I mean, and I've got a good enough brain, and I've studied history to see their entire program. And let me tell you, it's unbelievable. I mean, to be able to know what they know, but I'm a good guy instead of a bad guy. I could have easily been one of them because I know how they think.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Property taxes, say Andrew Joseph Stack. He goes by Joe Stack. And I've got to go on Russia Today live to 2 million viewers instantly when the show ends to talk about this. They were going to have me on about the Google censorship publicly of the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic. They say you're not allowed to criticize Obama because he's a racially protected group. The film isn't racial. But even if it was, we supposedly have this free speech in this country. It's unfair trade practices. It's discriminatory. That video is important. It's up on our YouTube channel and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got teachers in other states shooting other people. Tennessee, two principals shot by a teacher. We've got United flight diverted to DIA after a passenger attempted to open an exterior door in midair. Denver Post. United flight diverted to DIA after passenger attempts to open door. Flight diverted to Salt Lake after bomb threat. And this doesn't look good. This just looks like a bunch of... Because, see, what they do is, in the 2 years before the anthrax attacks, they had a congressionally funded study for the CIA of how to mail weaponized anthrax. Then the FBI said it wasn't weaponized anthrax. Then it turned out it was the most weaponized anthrax ever seen on Earth made by the U.S. government and was 20 years ahead of anything anybody thought they had. The FBI said it was made in a bucket. Remember that? And turned out the FBI and others did all these drills, never telling federal office buildings and federal courthouses that that it was part of a drill, but it came out later. It was drills. Remember all those stories about white powder saying this is anthrax? It's a psyop. Just like all these anti-terror drills where they blow up a bus or part of a building in a town and then later announce it was just a drill. It's to create the perception that there's terrorism. And they've got psyop experts watching because the subconscious mind takes a staged terror attack that's a drill on as if it's real. So they really had thousands of terror attacks in the U.S. They've also had real terror attacks the government staged that they tell local police to keep quiet about. I mean, there's a lot bigger control grid than you think. The police are a lot more professional than you think. I was driving back from Port Aransas last summer, and I thought, ooh, I want a shot of a refinery for my upcoming film on global warming being a fraud, Fall of the Republic. And so I pulled off on the access road, got out. There's a giant refinery like 2 miles away. I shoot video. I see people in the refinery, closer buildings, about 300 yards away, pointing at me. I'm out there 2 minutes. I get in my car, and I get back on the access, and here comes a state police guy hauling butt up on my hind end, gets my driver's license, peels off. They just wanted to run me through their database system. I mean, they are on it, okay? They're watching everything, ladies and gentlemen. And come on, police, you're not stupid. You know how to investigate stuff. This is staged. But they've blown up a bunch of refineries and then told the public it was an accident. They've had a bunch of other staged terror attacks that were real, but they were staged by the government, and that's why the police and military are scared to death. They're like, there's been a lot of other attacks you don't know about, Alex. And I'm like, I know all about it. And they've had them, you know, find nukes on the Texas coast and missing nukes out of South Dakota, and it's just on and on and on. Listen, retransmission's coming up now. You'll get to hear the whole thinking process on the kamikaze attack unfold from when we don't know to when we know. And I'll be popping back in on the internet streams and at prisonplanet.tv later today, maybe in the next 30 minutes, maybe in 2 hours. We'll post it at InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com. Watch these streams, but stay with us and stay with InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com as we break it down and document it all. Great job to the crew. We need to hit the ground running on this. If it's a false flag, expose it. We've got the power to turn this around against them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.